Damashek and Teresa Strasser. Adam's guests, David Allen Greer, pro surfer Anastasia Ashley, Penthouse Pet, Kimberly Rogers, skateboard pro Tony Hawk, and San Diego Chargers Mike Cyphers, David Bill, and Sean Merriman. Plus the Deaf Frat Guy in the San Diego Ass Kiss Rodeo Tournament, sponsored by Playboy TV. Here's Adam on the Adam Carolla Show.
Well, thank you very much. Welcome to the Wave House in San Diego, Mission Beach. I want to thank 103.7 Free FM for having us out here. And even though this is a rebroadcast, if you're listening in the morning, if you're listening right now, that means we're doing it right now, which means you can haul your hairy ass out here and we will make fun of you. So again, at the Wave House. And again, thank you guys for all coming out. I do appreciate it.
Bleacher seating, girl.
Yes. Well, what do we have on tap? We're going to play Ass Kiss Rodeo. Someone's going to get $1,000. That is a nice start on ass kissing. Yeah, screaming yes when I say we're going to play Ass Kiss Rodeo. You're already half step ahead of the competition. Big Tad, if we can get him into the outfit, is going to be dressed as Shamu.
Oh, he's in it, sir.
Oh, he's in it.
Oh, and he looks spectacular.
We had to use Vaseline to get him into it.
There he is.
Luckily, he already had Vaseline on him, so it was a smooth transition. When we were planning the show a few days back, we decided, well, it'd be funny if Big Tad got himself into a Shamu outfit, and then we realized they didn't make one big enough for Big Tad. So I suggested hollowing out the actual whale and putting Big Tad inside the skin, but Tad...
I do. Look what the hell I do for you guys.
Yes.
Hi, everybody.
That's Big Tad, everybody.
I am Shamu. Hi, in San Diego.
He shred the Shamus.
All right. Tad, if you had an ounce of dignity, you'd drown yourself in the Pacific right now. 1 ounce. If I didn't think you would be harpooned by a Japanese whaler, I'd send you out there right now.
Listen, I got the Miller Lite going right now. I might a little later on today, so.
Thank you.
Yes.
And ladies, he's single.
Yes, and I will wear the costume.
Ooh, that's a weird fetish.
All right, so Anastasia Ashley, the world's hottest blonde surfer, is going to be here. Hopefully, she's going to get in the wave pool there and do her thing. David Allen Greer, my main man, who nobody funnier than David Allen Greer, and Sean Merriman, linebacker for the Chargers.
What team's he play for?
San Diego Superchargers.
Yeah. Fans of San Diego here?
Got any fans of the Chargers here? I would say Merriman, best linebacker in the game at this point.
Perhaps, yes.
Even I know. 3 sacks.
All right, so we'll do that. First, a little recap. Yesterday, we left Los Angeles on the party bus about 11 o'clock in the morning. The booze and hard liquor and beer immediately started flowing, and it didn't end until about 2 a.m. last night. We have a championship team of alcoholics on this crew. There's nobody who does not drink on this crew. There are many people who shouldn't drink, but there's no one who does not drink on our crew. We'll do a little recap. You were tipsy, but not blasted.
I retained my dignity after 4 or 5 Jamesons, to say.
Dave, well, you got loaded, but not out of control.
No. The real story, though, is, you know, the first time we went on a road trip, we went to Vegas, and Angie, the producer, you know, really put on some show, licking people, falling over.
Yeah, where
really
is she?
Embarrassing,
we should produce her because
she tastes like champagne.
She's hot.
But you think, oh, well, maybe that's just that's a one-and-done thing that the woman is the drunkest on the staff. But no, last night.
Yeah, here she is.
More of our blonde beauties, really, really.
Yes.
We're in the bag before nightfall.
Yes. Now, we didn't hire these. These aren't Miller Lite babes. These aren't Lycats. These aren't anything. These just happen to be really good-looking women who coincidentally have jobs. Normally, when you're really hot, you don't have to work. But we happen to have beautiful women. This is my assistant, Lindsay, in the middle.
Hi, everyone.
This is our intern, Lindsay, on the right.
Hello.
Who needed to be carried back to the hotel last night. Passed out at the restaurant.
About 20 after 8, would you say?
Yes.
Yep.
No, yes. No, had her fill. Do you remember a thing from last night?
I remember to a certain point, and then when I woke up this morning, the first thing I said to Andrew was, what happened last night?
Well, by the way, what happened was that Brusca noticed that Lindsay, the intern, was in the bag and was in no shape to stay out for another minute. So he instructed Kyle, the intern, the hippie, to take her up. He wasn't happy. He wanted to stay out and swing in the gas lamp district. And he said, I really don't want to do it. Brusca became enraged and said, who do you think you are? You do what I tell you to do.
Wait, do his best line.
So, yeah. Who are you to roll eyes?
That's it.
You do what you... I had to do a lot of crap, too, when I was younger. Say la vie.
There's a jerk alert.
This is not a drill. I repeat, this is not a drill. Do not panic unless you are a jerk.
Well, this early in the show, a jerk alert.
I know, but I just want to get this out there right out of the gate. You know, you may notice that I'm not myself right now because...
Yeah, a little off.
Well, I didn't get a wink of sleep last night. They put me in the hotel room right next to Brusca, very thin walls. Like I said, I didn't sleep a wink because he was too busy loudly slapping his meat all night. All night.
Listen, I don't
want on and on.
I don't know what it is, but what is it about traveling that makes you put a zero behind your normal output in the masturbation department?
Really? Times 10.
I might usually be good for 3 on a weekend. Make it 30. I don't know
true?
If it's the foreign soil. I don't know if it's marking my turf. I don't know if it's not having to do the laundry. Maybe it's a combination of all of them. But for the Ace Man, I don't know if you guys do a lot of traveling. But there's a lot of stress involved with traveling. And the savvy business traveler likes to, you know, take a little of the stress off.
And I was going to talk more than a little of the stress off last night.
Maybe
repeatedly.
It's just it's not your towels or sheets. You know, you can leave.
I think that's what it is. I can finally finish my pentagram on the sheet that the guy with the wood slide, the black light, gets to see on CSI the next day when they find the hooker's body under the bed.
Coming out of the gate classy.
Yep.
Thank you, San Diego. I know, well, it's funny here. It's late. We've all had a couple of drinks and all that, but to the lion's share of the people that are listening to this, it's 6:05 in the morning, and they're vomiting in their cereal.
Speaking of that, though, aren't we going to have our Lindsays, who were so drunk last night, are going to compete? Because really, our all-star are the females on the staff who really...
Yeah, you guys really... Well, it's nice when hot chicks get loaded, isn't it? Isn't it, fellas?
Bobby!
And I got to tell you, we had to protect these women from the wolves because essentially they become gazelles with a broken leg, and guys become hyenas. Yeah. And they start circling because they smell a little blood in the water. And Big Tad had to be pried away off the Lindsay's with a flat bar. Kyle's the only one.
And who is he to roll eyes?
Unclear whether he likes the dudes or just stays away from the ladies. Either way, we were going to let other people drive Lindsay home, but instead we decided for Kyle. And then what happened, Lindsay? You got home, he tucked you in?
Well, I woke up this morning in my dress, and I looked down and realized that I don't know what happened. I had no idea. I just had to ask Angie first thing in the morning.
Speaking of Lindsay, assistant Lindsay, you jumped in the pool, did you not, last night about 2 a.m.?
Yes, in my dress, I jumped in the pool. And apparently there's pictures to prove it.
And there's you've not retrieved your dress or underpants?
It's actually in Kyle's room.
Oh, nice job. All right, so David Alan Greer, is he here yet, by the way? Because we're bringing David Alan Greer in. Also, up next, a Def Frat Guy. You guys know Def Frat Guy? Yeah, Maverick's here. We're having a little bikini competition, and Mav's going to oversee that. So we'll take a quick break. Def Frat Guy, David Alan Greer, and Anastasia Ashley. Penthouse Pet Kimberly Rogers is going to be here. Tony Hawk, Sean Merriman. It just keeps going on. And we'll be right back after this.
Adam coming up at the Wave House, the Adam Carolla Show.
A restaurant review with the Deaf Frat Guy.
Today's review, the Wave House in San Diego, with a unique environment of outdoor tiki bars, open air barbecues, hammocks, and meandering boardwalks. The Wave House is the quintessential California beach experience. It has everything, seafood, barbecue, and even a Sunday brunch. The wave machine is awesome. And when the girls are surfing on it, they have to concentrate so you can look at their ass without them noticing you. But overall, the Wave House needs more food and less food. I give it 4 potato gun blam.
Well, we're back at the Wave House, the aforementioned Wave House. Thank you very much. If you're out in Mission Beach, come out and see us if you can hear us now. I know it's going to be confusing to those who can hear us now, tomorrow. But
it's with your brain, yeah.
But listen, I don't care. If you come out here at 6:15 in the morning and there's not a soul here except for Big Tad, who's drunk in a puddle of his own sick, trying to get out of a Shamu outfit, so be it.
Lose weight, get out of mom's house.
That's right. All right, Def Rat Guy, DFG.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, Def the Boo.
Maverick is here today. He's going to oversee a bikini contest, also do a little recruiting for Delta Fu.
I got no problem with that. Hey, this definitely doesn't talk. There are chicks here. Let's put our hands together for all the hot poontang.
Yes. Yeah. You should be doing the Academy Awards with that kind of decorum. That is wonderful stuff. So how are we going to work this, DFG?
I think we are supposed to have a bikini contest, and the girls are going to get down into the bikini, then we will judge them on their, like, their skills or whatever.
Right. Where are they?
I see a girl in a bikini right over to...
Oh, yeah, I see one.
I see. All right.
Ooh la la.
But is this number one? Let me see. Is this Jessica? Yes.
Bobby.
Nice job.
Hell yeah, I got no problem with that.
Wow. Solid C cup.
Slender, yeah. Slender. They see such bosoms on such
a
thin
lady.
She's
got a nice walk. I like it.
Piercing blue eyes. Very nice. Who's next? Do we have Jordan? Are you next?
Hell yeah.
Nice. Jessica Jordan coming in here. I gotta tell you, Jeff Frack, I don't care if his ears don't work, just on his eyeballs do. I gotta tell you, let's shake that money maker. Quit your grin and drop your lid. Hey, fellas, let them know you appreciate them. Come on. Businessman's lunch.
So this is like
businessman eat free.
Yes. This is like tart kind of thinny.
Yes. Yes, lots of nice fart tanks and turd cutters, DFG. Who's next? Is this... Oh, this is Jennifer? Jennifer, come on up. Yeah, look at that.
Boobs to spare.
Boobs to spare and a nice nice back tat. What is that?
Looks like a sun.
It's a tattoo.
Thanks, ma'am.
Thank you, ma'am. Who's next? Do we have Jennifer next? Or Lee...
Leanne?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I like.
I think Paris Hilton was wearing that in the Carl's Jr. commercial.
Yeah, she wasn't filling it out like Leanne.
Let's hear it for Allison.
Yeah, and last but not least,
Leanne.
Amber.
Hell yeah.
Tough to make a choice here. Really, I don't know. I'm stumped. I'm a boob man, so I know who I'm voting for.
There are no losers, only winners.
I know one thing for sure. I'm the loser in this equation because looking at all these girls means another sleepless night for me listening to Brusca slap his meat all night.
Hey, Adam, I might find a new job tonight cutting diamonds for a living.
All right, well, let's start with the crowd. We'll do who's Big Tad? Where is that flunky in the Shamu outfit? Shamu, Orca, there you are. Yes, Shamu. Big Tad, why don't you hold your hand above the girls, and we'll see by round of applause, by show of applause, which one we like the best.
If I have to.
Hey, everybody, let's start with Jessica. Put your hands together if you like what you see. Yeah, I got to tell you, she's a nice firm piece. Let's move to Jordan, everybody. Big Tad. Oh, boy, they seem to like Jordan, but
I'll tell you, they hit that morbidly obese man-child behind us. So, so sad. I'm fat and got a fanny pack myself. Let's try Jennifer now. Big Cat, what do you think now? Come on, everybody. Hey, everybody.
Jade, stage five, stage five. Jade.
Let's go to Leanne. Yeah. Leanne, hey, Leanne rhymes unless it rhymes with jobs. Yeah, some goes, some blow. And who's next? Amber, what do you think there, fellas?
Sadly, Fat Pat has the biggest boobs on the stage.
Sad.
Big Pat, by the way.
He's lactating, too, so fellas in the front row, Marines, you may want to watch out. We don't rust that sword of yours. Well, I don't know. I got to say, I know, DFG, you're deaf, so you can't tell who got the greatest round of applause, can you?
I thought the way that the fat guy was putting his hand up in the air.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, oh, wait, the big guy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you have? I don't know. I'm gonna ask the audience, but I think Jessica, number one in the green, seemed to get the most applause.
I think one and two got the most applause.
All right. Well, let's just have a little bikini off or something like that.
I don't mean a competition.
Yeah,
why don't we make them co-champions and they can celebrate by making out?
Right.
Yeah. And that's all to
go. All right, so we're gonna go Jordan or we're gonna go Jessica?
For my personal vote is for Jordan.
All right, let's try it one more time. Who won? Let's start with Jessica. Jessica over here at the end. Show of applause.
Jessica, all right. Long black hair and even longer tan legs.
And now we go Jordan.
Jordan, a dirty blonde. Thin as the day is long, and yet still bosom.
Yeah, and Jordan has the girl next door look that you guys like.
That's right. It's like
don't
if you,
they all?
Yes, the girl next door, if they were shooting a porn next door.
She's about as close to perfect as a woman can get.
She is. All right, Big Cat.
Can I take him home?
Fold her up and put her in the trunk of the Ace Mobile.
Yeah.
All right, nice job, ladies. I don't know what they win. What do they win?
They win a prize. Appropriately, let's give them a $50 gift certificate to Hooters. I think that's enough.
I would like to give the ladies each for having the cojones to come up here tonight. to each of them will get a deaf frat guy sticker.
Oh, wow.
The much coveted deaf frat guy
well,
sticker.
Well, they're all beautiful, aren't they?
Yes, you're all winners in my book, except for four of you. Thank you. Nice job.
All right, ladies. They're all lovely ladies, and they're going to start looking even better 8 p.m. from now.
Well, DFG, thank you for coming out, making the pilgrimage out here. You're dressed appropriately, and we appreciate any parting words for the audience.
Bro, why do you have to put me on a train back to L.A.?
I'm just saying we have David Alan Greer coming up next. We got a lot of celebrities.
Well, I want to hang out, bro.
All right, well, hang out, you know, in the back by your beloved beer cooler. We got big celebrities to bring out here.
Hell yeah. I also want to give a shout out to the guys in the military up front.
Yes, me too. These are some good-looking Marines.
They are from the base where Top Gun was based out of.
Is that true? Wow.
Oh, yeah. Well,
Miramar.
We got the song. All right, you guys, take your shirts off and play volleyball in slow motion.
That's what they do.
That's what you guys do. By the way, Teresa Strasser, our own single, patriotic Teresa Strasser, in love with the big man in the blue slacks with
Teresa,
the red stripe.
I love you.
I love you, too. What's it going to take to get you into my pants?
Not much at all.
I'm just trying to help my country.
No, I understand. You're doing what you can here stateside. You don't have time to go do a USO show.
Sure,
but
I got to do the news here.
Yes, but you'll stay here stateside and hump every guy in a uniform.
Amen.
All right, listen. As soon as we have you guys decrabbed, you can have a shot at Teresa Strasser. I hear about it. I know. I don't trust any guy at a base 2 miles from Tijuana. Believe me, these guys got crabs. And that's
probably at best. There's probably some syphilis running around there, too.
A corporal just offered up a ring to Teresa. This is going to be a stiff competition. Well, literally.
Your knees, hey,
Adam,
come back.
Adam, we get shots for everything. Don't worry about it.
All right, good. You guys are clean.
Thanks for looking out for me, Adam.
All right, we will take ourselves a break. Def Rat Guy, you're going to hang out with us, do a little recruiting. Yeah.
And there's a chopper flying over the ocean.
Yep, you got a Black Hawk in the background. I did say hawk. But speaking of Black Hawk, David Alan Greer coming in next, ladies.
Hell yeah.
From DFG to DAG to DAG. We'll do that right after this on the Adam Carolla Show.
The Adam Carolla Show
at the Wave House.
Don't live in San Diego? Hey, don't worry about it. We'll be in your backyard soon.
Road trip.
The Adam Carolla Show. Here's a crank call from the Crank Yankers Vault with David Alan Greer.
Thank you for calling tonight's
book. All right, then. My name is Len Daniels. True fail. People call me True. Class of 93. Running back. Downfield. You know, I took state in the 400-meter meet in the small hurdle. That's the short ones. But there are a lot more of them, and they're closer together. So when you run, you got to, like, what? Step, 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 step. I get the medal. This is Len Daniels, True Fell. I was just talking to little baby down there. I'm trying to get an employment situation. I would like to be your spokesperson. And I'm going to give you a little bit of my resume. You know, I tried out for the Raiders. I tried out for the Colts, the Rams, the Argonauts. I feel like what I can do for you is bring in the black customers, people of color.
That sounds like a great idea.
Yeah.
To get some more details and talk to the guy that's actually in charge, I would like to call back tomorrow.
Oh, that's beautiful, because you know what I was thinking?
Yes.
Y'all could do like an ad campaign. You know, I have a little song, you know.
Security. It's the truth. It's the truth.
Yes.
It's the truth. The truth. You're terrible, and the aura, cause it's rum. You true, cause it's unusual. And T,
did I say terrible?
And H, cause it's humble. And the truth,
don't rhyme, man.
And the truth,
but you see, you put the bass and the drum back and down. That's
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, that was nice. That's great.
Hey, let me ask you something, man. They still make the high top.
Hey, man, if you want some good high tops, you should go check out Skate Worship.
Now you're trying to kick me down to the other store because you don't want to confront me, right? I'm trying to come at you correct, and now you're trying to tell me go down the other place. Oh, you're trying to pass on the brother, man. Hey, man, don't raise your voice at me. Hello. Hello.
Here's Adam on the Adam Carolla Show.
Yes, we are at the Wave House. Thank you. This is a replay if you're hearing it anywhere other than San Diego, and you're hearing it right now at 6:35 p.m. David Alan Greer to my right.
Yeah.
Give him a hand.
Yeah. What's up?
My main man, Dag in the Hizzy. Thank you very much for coming out.
You know, Adam, I didn't come here for you. I came here for these brave men and women who are getting ass-faced here in Mission Beach. All right, fellas, let's get to humping. Now, this big guy is getting awful close to Terry here.
Yeah. He's in love with her.
I think I'm going to let him give me the Abu Ghraib treatment.
All right, speaking of Abu Ghraib, it looks like there's a little Abu Ghraib growing on your face there, son. What's going on?
No, he didn't catch it from me.
Now, listen, Dave, speaking of drinking, I got to say, I know you have a very soft stomach,
I
know you vomit easily, but I just want to tell you a quick story. On the ride in, the bus, we drove the party bus in here, and we were drinking pretty heavily, but the air conditioner was on the fritz.
Uh-huh.
Now, thank God there was a bathroom in the bus, but I'll tell you, after about 2 hours on the road, David, I went in there. You know, Dave, I've been drinking pretty good, and I thought, well, I'll do a number two. What's the harm in that?
Can't.
But it was like Calcutta. In there. I mean, it was 95
Adam,
degrees
stop.
In that bathroom. Dave,
it.
When I flipped the toilet seat up,
gosh.
Dave, I just want to finish my story. Point is because
I had tacos for like
because the air didn't work.
Adam still
it was very hot in there, David. And I just the smell that came up from the toilet. I don't think they emptied the septic tank at least that week because
it was coming out of my nose.
It was a disaster in there. I gotta tell you right now.
Stop! I have nothing more to give. Can I get another beer?
I'm ready.
David Allen Greer, everybody.
I'm ready.
Yes, I wanted to do that because I think a lot of people think that's a sound.
You know what, Adam? I'm here to really console my little buddy here, Terry.
I know you're into it.
Because looks like your big hunk of a monkey man, Ray, put Terry in the corner. And we all know
my buddy
Terry in the corner.
Teresa, the very single Teresa, wanted to go out with my buddy Ray last week, and it turns out he turned her down.
Well, Ray, by the way, just to review, Ray is a man who has been known, not just in his teen years, but also into his 40s, to put poop onto other people.
Well, yes, speaking of poop.
Poop into my ear once, but it's all right because we got Johnny Ground Pounder here who's going to fill the void.
Well, hold on. I think Ray put poop on little Terry's heart.
He did.
That's true.
He took a crap on my hopes and dreams.
So, Dag.
Yeah, man.
You're going to help us do a little Chief Thunderbear?
I thought I was.
Oh yes,
judging gonna, the. Strippers.
No, you're not judging any bikini strippers. Competition. There's that's no.
Let's bring the whores out. Come on.
No, we're gonna do a little.
Wait a minute. I didn't sign up for this.
We're gonna do a little Chief Thunderbear.
Oh, man.
Dag is gonna. He's gonna translate because he speaks Choctaw.
I do. I speak a little Swahili too.
I do believe that's
with
true.
The Mojitikili.
Big Tad is out in the audience.
Fat Tad. That's Fat Tad.
Fat
Sorry, Tad. When you're 300 pounds, you fat. Okay. 260 is big.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's a good point.
It'd work if I turn on my mic.
All right, Big Tad.
Yes, sir.
We're going to add stupid to fat in a second. You want to? Why don't we get questions lined up for Chief Thunderbear and David Allen Greer? And Teresa, if you want to chime in as well, you can translate for Chief Thunderbear.
Thank you.
All right.
What's
our first? Let me get Chief Thunderbear here.
Where is he? Where is he?
In the head.
I heard that one.
It sounds like Yiddish. I can't tell.
Yes, Schwarzeid. I thought that was a tribe of Indians.
Dances with vomit.
Chief, we need you to focus in. We got a lot of people that need help. Yeah, how are you feeling today?
Hey, come see, come sigh.
Did you do some surfing?
Too much fire water.
Okay.
Got told of
Are we ready
pemmican.
For our first question?
Yeah, Fat Ted. Big Fat Ted. I'm sorry.
All right, here's our first guy.
Dances with Little Debbie.
Here's my question.
Good stuff.
I'm a Marine stuck in San Diego, and there's so many beautiful women, and my girlfriend's in Missouri. What's a man supposed to do?
Chief, what is a man supposed to do?
Well, the chief says you have to go up in the high chaparral, American Marine,
and talk to the natural guys
in the rear with the gear.
He said, pull up to the bumper and don't stop till you get enough, right? He said, use your weapon of mass destruction and what? Drop a scud.
Use 50 caliber on Teresa Strasser tonight.
Yeah. Right. I think that goes. That needs no translation. Thank you, Chief. Mahalo, as we say in your language.
All right, here's our next lovely lady.
I'm Alexis, and I'm from San Diego, and my problem is my boyfriend will not give me oral, but I seem to give it back. So why don't I get that?
Okay, the chief says, is there cauliflower growing down there?
Penicillin.
He said, did you plant some peyote down yonder? What's going on?
Messingale.
Messingale was a very beautiful squaw that was known for her beauty and her good smell. Isn't that right? The chief had feelings for her. But he says, do what?
Kick puss to curb. Step up to real man.
Honey, I tell you what. If I were him, you'd have to get me off of you with the pliers, really.
Yes, I have to agree with the chief. What kind of guy is this?
Demanded, honey.
I don't want to mention.
Demanded.
Chief Thunderbear, take you to teepee and begin the cleaning of the cave.
Whoa, chief, you're speaking English. Where'd this come from? I'm trying to translate. You're talking too fast.
David Allen Greer, he went to the learning annex. He speaks a few words.
Man, who next?
We have another young woman here.
Dances with bundt cake.
Hi, Chief Thunderbear.
Yeah. Hey, hey.
What? It's Keith Thunderbear, not Keith Underwear. Okay.
Keith Thunderbear.
Okay.
I'm Kelsey. I'm from Minneapolis.
Hey.
My relationship dilemma is my man won't take me out very much. All he wants to do is drink and pass out and snore in my ear. What's up with that?
I do more than snore in ear.
Oh.
Yes.
Wow.
I marry ear.
The Chief's got jokes, but seriously,
you're
Chief.
You're not here for a week after I threw with you.
Okay, that was... So, Chief, what do you think? The Chief says you have to demand more respect and go back to age-old dating practices. Sit on it till he gets on it.
One more.
He said, come correct. One more. Black man, what's up, brother?
What's up, brother?
Hey, what's up?
It's Bigelow from San Diego.
Dances with malt liquor.
Oh, man, he was right.
Hey, where are the white women at?
White feet.
Skin black, mouth blue.
Chief's got a DVD coming out. It's going uncensored. It's Chief Thunderbear in his underwear. It's going to be live and popping. Recorded in Mission Beach.
With black woman.
Okay, the Chief said you have to tell your wife that's not a white woman you're with, number one. She's just very skinny.
No, black woman, big hair, bigger nails.
Bigger nails.
Shred you like buffalo meat.
You like the black women, don't you, Chief?
Once you go black, Chief, no go back.
All right, no go back to the reservation. You hear what I said?
All right, then.
There's no help for you, brother. You need to run like Forrest Gump. Just keep running.
Deuces.
There you go. Don't go back.
One more from Loser in shirt there. Yes.
Hey, Adam, I'm a really big fan.
Adam's not here.
That's Chief Thunderbear.
I'm a great fan. I want to know, I'm looking for a girlfriend.
Okay.
But girls think I'm creepy. What should I do?
All right, hold on. Chief, can I jump in here? All right. Big Tad.
Yes, sir.
Go get that redhead. She's right over there. Now, I'll tell you what you got to do, brother. You got to go down in the canyon. You know what I'm saying? Got to go visit Tijuana every night.
Spelunking.
There you go. Hook them up. You want to perform the ceremony,
Chief? Yes. Chief Thunderbear, cave dweller.
The redhead looks not too happy.
Oh, my gosh.
Take him care of business. Let the mouth do more than talking.
Uh-oh.
We have love connection.
We got a love connection there. You two kids have a ball. God bless you. Really.
Yes.
That is wonderful.
What the heck,
Chief? The Chief is gone now. And in closing, would you like to bless the crowd, Chief? May driftwood always be at your back. And may your coconuts remain hairy.
Sand and crack.
And crack is whack.
Yes.
Peace and chicken grease from the Chief. That's real.
All right.
Wow, thank you. Nice work, Dave.
Adam, how'd you get back in here so quick?
It's
fast.
Like the wind, my brother.
It is hard to understand the Chief.
Yeah, he's had a few beers. That's all. He breaks in English every once in a while. All right, we're going to do a little news and a little sports. Are we doing news now, Brusket? Tee.
Yes.
Tee up the news, baby doll.
Oh, you like now? Okay. Yeah. All right. From today's San Diego Union Tribune, your newspaper, your fine newspaper. True story. Police were sent to check on a child who was crying and screaming. A neighbor concerned thought there was child abuse and called the cops. When police arrived, there was no child abuse. There was just a grown man, a Raiders fan. Weeping and crying.
Wait, hold on. Shut up.
I think we can understand that. Listen, Tad, as I've said, you've been kissed into the Raider Nation because you're over 300 pounds.
I don't care, man.
Why do you like the Raiders?
Because my uncle likes them. And I'm a big black and silver and black attack. We'll get you in San Diego.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Tad.
It's a long walk back to the cab.
I don't care.
Uh-oh. Oh, now he doesn't care.
Well, I'm going to call Greenpeace. They'll care.
There you go.
Tad, forget about silver and black. Find a team that's white with stretch marks.
That's your colors.
Well, Dag, you mentioned earlier the famous phrase, crack is whack, made famous by Whitney Houston.
Yes.
And I don't know if you've heard, but the greatest love of all that between Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown has come to an end.
So sad.
You're asking me, have I heard? Guess who's going courting? I'm going to downtown San Diego, get a bag of crack, and I'm going over the hill. Maybe I'll get lucky.
Well, after 14 years, a reality show, stints in jail and rehab, the couple is filing for a legal separation. It's actually Whitney who filed papers. She cited irreconcilable differences.
What do you think that could have been, Adam? I mean, what was the straw that broke the camel's back?
I don't know, but I do know Bobby Brown is a strong-willed, God-loving Christian who will land on his crack pipe no matter where he goes. Yes. Listen, if they were white, they would have been broken up in the first 2 months. You guys have staying power.
Well,
I don't know how
you know, when black people love, we love fully.
Yes. And some would say too hard.
Well, you know. Whitney, I love you, regardless.
And
sing it.
Do you know? Oh, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry.
I should mention, by the way, that David Alan Greer has been nominated for a Tony for his work on Broadway and is now in The Wiz.
I am.
What show were you nominated for?
It was called The First. It was many years ago, but my play, The Wiz, is opening here in La Jolla next week.
Mm-hmm.
So come see. This looks like a theater-going public, their looks.
Yeah.
This is the radio.
Most of them just got back from the Edinburgh Fringe Festival.
Absolutely.
Yes, drunken 22-year-old guys.
Bring your beers, because it'll be a party.
with tattoos, love theater. Oh, yeah. They support theater.
Well, some would say that Tad is a big fat baby crying over the Raiders, but there was actually a very large baby. In fact, the biggest baby ever born was born in Connecticut Tuesday. This baby was 14 pounds and 13 ounces. Isn't that gigantic? Mm. She broke the record that had been set 18 years before. So for 18 years, the biggest baby was only 11 pounds and 13 ounces. This one's 14 pounds.
Hold on, Def Rat Guy wants to chime in.
Please.
Yes, DFG, yes. Oh, we got to turn his mic on here.
You can't hear, Adam. The man is...
I just want to say that since I've been here, I have not gone under the stain of semi-wood.
I was saying,
wow.
You're
important update.
At least wood. All right.
He's a listener. He may not hear, but he is a listener.
Yes. I should mention that the woman who had the 14-pound baby had previously had twins that were 8.5 pounds each, Adam.
Her vagina has to be bigger than the tube in that wave.
Wow.
And when I say that wave, we're pointing at the man-made continuous wave that is going on just in front of us here at the Wave House.
The Wave House.
Yes, and I should say, I'm Teresa Strasser with a special San Diego edition of the news.
It's time for Dave Damashek's number one sports. Number one sports. Do it, Dave.
I'll tell you about the sports right now. I'll get the update myself late tonight because, of course, I'm not going to get one bit of sleep listening to Brusca slap his meat all night. I'm just going to watch SportsCenter till the wee hours of the morning.
Now, hey, are you sure he's not beating a dead prostitute? Because once we did share a room, an adjoining wall, and I thought he was slapping his meat, and it turned out it was a deceased prostitute.
Maybe. I don't. And it sounds very violent. And the thing that's really disconcerting are the moans and the groans that he's throwing. It's really quite a thing. Very upsetting. Now,
what might he sound like in the throes of ecstasy, Dave?
Oh, right there. I think I'm going to. Wait, who are you to roll eyes at me? Don't you fake it with me. I'll give you what for, lady.
Right.
I'm desirable.
Uncanny.
I got bigger boobs than you.
It is uncanny.
All right, big buffet of our national pastime coming up this weekend. It was a nice appetizer of afternoon baseball on Thursday, especially if you're a fan of the team called the San Diego Padres. Any of those people?
Yeah.
Oh, good, because they dumped the Cincy Redlegs 4-2. Meantime, over Chicago way, the Cubbies did them Padres a favor. They dumped the hated Dodgers 6-5. That means the Blue Bums have but a half-game lead in the NL West. Friday, humongous three-game series commences in Chavez Ravine. What's on the line? Just a little something called the NL West flag. Hey, Chargers linebacker Steve Foley got shot 3 times a few days back by a copper, off-duty copper. They tested his blood. Turns out The legal limit, 0.08. He was at 0.233. Yeah. If my math is correct, is a little bit above.
I think that's what Lindsay was last night.
Let me say this.
Don't you talk badly about her.
He's an athlete. He can handle himself. That's right.
Well, one thing's for sure. Three times the legal limit, shot three times by an off-duty copper. I think we definitely have a candidate for Definitely Not a Jew.
May have a new Definitely Not a Jew San Diego champion here.
Speaking of that on Shemini at Sarrett. Go ahead.
Speaking of Definitely Not a Jew, Tiger Woods lost in the World Match Play tournament.
What?
He's out. It's his first loss since June of 1987.
Well, he's Asian anyway. Today he is.
When he wins, he's black.
Of course.
Smart.
That's the way we do it. We stick with our own.
Yeah.
I'm fine with him losing. You know, we get the point. You're good at golf, you jerk.
Oh, how dare you.
Dave Damashek's number one sports.
Yeah, I want to say this about sports. You know, there's that big story out of Colorado where the punter stabbed the other punter so he could get some playing time, and everyone's upset by it. Everyone's, what are we going to do with him? We'll have to discipline him.
Stabbed him in his kicking leg, by the way.
Stabbed him in his kicking leg so he could get out of the field. I would put this man out on the field. I call that desire. That's the eye of the tiger.
Commitment.
Maybe he can't punt worth an ass, but he'll be playing free safety come Saturday. I'll tell you that right now, and he can bring his knife with him.
I think that our Marines would agree that that's what this country was built on, right, guys?
That's right.
Men and women.
You guys.
Right. If you want to really fight for this country, you look to the man to the left and right, stab him in a calf.
You guys.
Get right over there.
You're protecting our right to stab punters, and God bless you for that.
Absolutely.
The U.S. Marines. Semper Fi, everybody. All right, we need to take a little break. We have David Alan Greer, of course, here. Also, super foxy surfer Anastasia Ashley's coming in here. If you've not seen her, you will be delighted with her. Def Rat guys hanging out. Tony Hawk. Sean Merriman, the best linebacker in football, coming in here.
He and I are going to go round and round about the Chargers versus Steelers.
That ought to be pathetic. Also, Ask Kiss Rodeo, still coming up on the Adam Carolla Show.
The Adam Carolla Show is on the road at the Wave House. Don't live in San Diego? Hey, don't worry about it. We'll be in your backyard soon. The Adam Carolla Show.
I used to watch you when I was like 12, 13.
There they are. The two Adams in her life.
I used to watch Love Line a lot. And
one's her boyfriend. The other one has a wife.
Yeah, and it was naughty.
But the boyfriend doesn't know. Anastasia's slipping out at night and waxing up the Ace Man's board.
I wasn't allowed, I don't think, to watch, but I'd watch.
Taking it for a ride. Well, she fell in love when she first saw him on the line.
Yeah, I always thought you were really funny and
infatuated. Now they're banging all the time.
I don't know, just great personality.
When she's making love with her boyfriend and cries out at him.
Yeah.
She means Corolla. Adam Corolla. He's always on her mind.
Yeah.
Make right. Some noise, San Diego. We're live at the Wave House. Here's Adam on the Adam Carolla Show.
Thank you. Yes, we are. Anastasia Ashley, the most beautiful female surfer and the best female surfer alive. Over 300 surfing championships. God bless her. Put your hands together.
Blonde beauty. She's got it bad for the Ace Man, apparently.
Well, that is
even
that
though
is
her
what
boyfriend lurks in the backstage.
Oh, the Lowry Seasonings guy's here?
Yes, there he is.
He is.
Yeah.
No.
I like to tenderize his meat. Wait a minute. That sounded gay.
Yeah, it did.
Sorry, Dag.
Ruska tenderized his meat all night last night.
So, Anastasia, you really are hot for Adam?
Well, you know, I just...
yes or no. Are you hot for him or not?
I'm a huge fan.
Ooh.
Fan?
Hold on. Teresa, you're a woman. What does she mean when she says I'm a huge fan?
She means my boyfriend is a few feet away and it's going to be very uncomfortable.
That's you know, if right. You really loved him, damn the torpedoes, honey. Step up to the plate. Let him know right now.
Yeah. I don't know if you'd call it a torpedo. It's more of a .22 shell. But the point is damn it. Anastasia, Ashley, now we got you out here. We were going to throw you in the wave pool. We know you're fighting off a cold.
I am.
So,
I was out there earlier.
earlier.
You were?
Yeah, I got out there before you guys came down.
Now, for those who don't know, there's a constant wave pool, for lack of a better term. It has a constant, it's overhead. I mean, you can just hang out in the tube of this thing, right?
Yeah, it's fun.
You can essentially ride a perpetual wave until you fall off. Big Tad is going to give it a try. He's got his
This isn't going to go well at all.
Oh no. Anastasia, you're an expert. Is that a big wave to surf?
Forget the wave. Is that a big enough board for Fat Tad?
You know what, though? He has a big heart, and he's even bigger, so
God bless you.
He's going for it.
Originally,
I'm gonna repeat what you just said. He has a big heart, and he's even bigger.
Yeah, and he says big heart, he means enlarged.
Oh, my God.
Any moment now.
If he falls off the board, though, everybody in here is going to get soaked.
Originally, we were going to put him on an Oprah billboard, but that wasn't big enough.
Well, Oprah called.
Oprah called, yeah.
No, Adam, not like that.
Try to make friends here, okay?
All right. Big Tad, you got your Ziffy board there.
I'm a sponger. I'm not a surfer, so I'm going to use this body board.
All right, now, before you go into the water, do you want to kick the family of raccoons that's living in your navel out so they don't drown? Because I would hate to see those raccoons drown, Tad.
I don't like you anymore.
All right, Tad.
All right.
He does wear his over 300 pounds quite well.
I have to say, for a 330-pound guy, he looks all right.
I got to say, yes, if I was 333, I would look like fried ass, whereas Tad just looks like ass.
But he's going topless. Isn't that illegal?
Shut up, Dave.
Yes. Somebody stick some stars to his bosom.
All right,
please.
Here we go, Tad.
Uh-oh. Tad is mounted up the Ziffy board.
San Diego for a tsunami.
He's ready to make the plunge. Oh, boy.
Whoa.
Listen.
He has disappeared.
He's ready.
He thought the people of New Orleans had it bad.
Anastasia, quick, help him out. Give him some tips. Oh, I saw arm.
Is he still in there?
He sank.
I think he sank.
I can't find him.
He's emerged.
Wait a minute. Tad, get in there, would you?
I just did.
Well, get in again.
Yes, sir. Hold on.
I thought his swimming suit was blown off of him. That's ugly.
Does the Loch Ness Monster live in the water and come out?
There he goes.
Down the face of the wave.
Big Tad on his zippy board.
He is body surfing.
Oh, he's a horrific.
He's in the greenhouse, everybody. He's doing what we
call. Hopefully, he'll be carried out to sea.
Anastasia. What would you call Big Tad? What would you say he just did in there?
He probably just went over the falls.
Over the falls.
Yeah.
Pearled and went over the falls.
But you know what? He did really good for that, because that's really hard to ride out there.
It really is.
Yeah.
So you're saying not any 340-pound guy could strap himself to a piece of foam rubber and fall into that churning water?
You know, not every guy.
Takes a certain breed of cat?
He didn't hang 10. He hung about 1,000.
So he hung 10 stretch marks.
That was brutal.
Anastasia, what do you got coming up? You're going to be surfing? You're doing tournaments?
Yeah, I'm surfing all over the world and got a big contest coming up in Hawaii. And so I'm starting to train hard right now.
What a life. What a life.
There's
a lot
of subtext going on between you two.
Yeah, I found it.
Can I translate what she just said?
Please.
You're a wave I would like to mount at.
And ride
I'd like to go down the face of you naked. Not on a surfboard, but on a tree trunk. All of my womanness touching your wetness.
Perhaps if Maya Angelou was to compose a poem about Anastasia Ashley's love for me, what would that sound like?
You are an avalanche, no, a soldier of the water. If I could ride you, Adam, no, I will call you Prometheus. For like that Greek god, Icon, I will conquer you and ride you all the way to the shore.
Wow. Right from Maya Angelou's mouth to God's ears. Dag, 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 dag,
dag. Hold on. Adam, Anastasia, I want to ask you a question. You know,
okay.
My favorite show of all time was Surf Girls on MTV.
Okay.
And, like, hot chicks
in
bikinis arguing about surfing.
Yeah.
Man, what'd you think of that show?
You know, it was good. It was girls trying to
all
become...
All right, now I'm angry.
Well, you didn't think they were good enough. They're not up to your caliber.
Well, they were trying to become professionals.
Right.
That's true.
Not pros like yourself with 300 wins under their bikini top.
They're not there. They're trying to get there, though.
Right.
Who's your idol? Who's, like, the female surfer that you most want to emulate?
You know what? I like to look up to guys. and not girls, you know? So probably Kelly Slater.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Can I tell you what I just heard you say?
Please.
I'm in love with Adam.
Thank you. That too.
Thank you.
Weird.
Thank you.
Anastasia, is it uncomfortable every time your boyfriend drives around and sees all the billboards of Adam Carolla everywhere?
Oh, you know, he probably gets a little jealous, but it's okay.
Yeah, there's a look. He's
is
a big
he a
boy.
Too?
He's going to land on his feet.
Of course.
Besides selling ecstasy, what does your boyfriend do?
He's actually a successful businessman, so.
Ooh. Yeah. Yeah.
Like Mr. Carolla himself,
his
so.
His dad has some sort of spice factory and just lets him go in it 3 days
a
week.
My boyfriend is a businessman. My husband is a businessman. He runs several businesses.
We get it. We understand.
Big Tad just pulled a Brody in the kiddie pool a second ago. All right. We're going to take ourselves
he
a break.
He shot the cheese curl.
Anastasia, Ashley, God bless you for coming in.
Of course.
Continued success. And I'm here for another night, so.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, if you're going to be in the area. Pull by the Motor Lodge and.
Wow!
Motel 6?
In other words, what Adam just
actually,
said to you.
Actually, it's Motel 5. They didn't have enough.
Adam said he wants to show you the twins. Wow.
Wow. Anastasia Ashley, everybody, put your hands together. Coming up. Coming up next, Penthouse Pet Kimberly Rogers. Also, Def Rat Guy is going to pitch his movie Buzz. And for those of you who are not familiar with Def Rat Guy's movie concept, it is second to none. So Def Rat Guy will be hanging out with us. David Allen Greer as well.
I have a big announcement.
Yes.
When you're ready.
Go ahead.
Actually, Adam, you know, last time I was here on your show, devastation, heartbreak. I challenged Ozzy to the flapsteak throwdown,
right.
And I was robbed.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to play the race card, but I will. It's because I'm Puerto Rican.
Dag went up against our own Oswaldo in a little flapsteak cook-off, and Oswaldo's meat won. Now, usually...
My meat was bigger, and it tasted better. I know for a fact.
I've heard that the black man's meat is bigger, but in this case, it was not better, my friend.
Well,
and you lost. But you want to issue another challenge to Ozzy.
I'm here to save face. Ozzy, I am here before God, my country, this country's Marines... At Mission Beach, I am here to challenge you to the finger-licking, ass-kicking, fried chicken throwdown. Come on.
Wow.
Yes.
I don't know where Ozzy is now.
Well, he ran for the border.
Actually, he was drunk. I saw him banging a pinata earlier back.
That wasn't a pinata.
Oh, my goodness. Real donkey?
Well, I didn't want to say that.
Wow. Well, where did that candy come from, and why did I eat it?
That wasn't candy.
Oh, no. All right. Well, the point is Ozzy and Dag are going to have a little fried chicken competition.
We are.
As racist as that sounds.
And it's exciting.
Yes.
Calm down, San Diego.
We will we'll do that on a later date. Tony Hawk, the great Tony Hawk I just saw walk in. So we'll talk to him as well. Also, Sean Merriman, the... Chargers outside linebacker.
Ace, quickly, let me give a quick update on our female employee drinking contest.
Please.
Lindsay the intern, rebounding very nicely from last night's debauchery. 5. Angie the producer, 4. And Lindsay the assistant, 4. Things are heating up, and we have ways to go.
It is going to be close. Somebody, if not all of us, will be getting lucky with these women tonight.
Yes.
You know I'm not working tomorrow.
We're going by height and by alphabetical order, so either way, I'm up front. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back from San Diego after this.
The Adam Carolla Show is on the road. More live from the Wave House in San Diego coming up on the Adam Carolla Show.
Maverick. He hears nothing through his ears, but he can still funnel beers and party all day and all night.
Hell yeah.
And he started his own frat called the Delta Foos.
Delta Foos.
And this is his motto for life.
If you're not wasted, the dance.
He's the Def Frat Guy. 5th-year senior living college life. He's the Def Frat Guy. Def Frat Guy.
We're live at the Wave House in Mission Beach, San Diego. Here's Adam. on the Adam Carolla Show.
Mike Dawson not doing a bad job considering how drunk and high he is right now.
Emphasis on high. Thank you, Mike Dawson. Yes.
Hell yeah.
Live at the Wave House in San Diego. Def Rat Guy's joined us again. We know him as Maverick.
He's Hell yeah, Def the Foo.
Brought along a friend, Kimberly Rogers, Penthouse Pet of the Month, October 06. Nice to see you.
Hi, nice to see you, too.
Def Frat Guy has a movie idea he'd like to pitch to you.
Uh-oh.
Yes, we'll get to that in one moment. Are you feeling good, Mav?
I am feeling no pain.
All right, you've had a few brews, have you?
Hell yeah.
You're from, by the way, Kimberly, you're from Australia?
Yes. No accent, though. I moved here 8 years ago. Lost the accent in 6 months.
Oh, really? Yeah. Could you bring it back?
No,
I miss it.
No, I wish I could. I'd get away with a whole lot more.
I like it. How come... Listen, if you're from New Jersey, you should lose the accent. But if you're from Australia, you should keep it, right?
Right. I don't know. I just lost it.
Sometimes when girls... Like, you can tell girls from Australia because you'll do hand signals. And, like, there's one for BS.
Uh-huh.
Australian girls will point the hand more down.
Uh-huh.
And that's how you can tell where they're from.
Okay. Sometimes they'll tell you where they're from, and you can tell that way, too. Like she said she was from Australia 10 minutes ago.
Hell yeah, there's the food.
I don't want Maverick to get bummed out.
Yeah, you know, sometimes you get a little bummed out about your hearing.
That's going to be in the pitch, bro.
Sorry, brother. Sorry. Well, anyway, Maverick had an idea inspired by the movie. What movie was it inspired by?
Crank.
Crank, yes, where the guy had to keep his adrenaline at a certain level. He came up with an idea for his own movie. Why don't you pitch it to Kimberly?
This movie is called Bug. It's a story. Kimberly, close your eyes and imagine a man. A good man. Maybe a man who's the president of Delta Fu. Maybe a man who was expelled from a certain fraternity because he maybe talked a little too much.
Could be anybody.
A man who loves to get a little wasted. And a man who loves boobs and to hang out like we are tonight with some good people.
That's right.
Like all the good people of San Diego.
There's no crime against funneling the last time I checked, except for you do it while you're driving, so I think there may be a law against that.
I think there is.
Yeah. We manufactured a product. It was a mini beer funnel keychain that you could discreetly put on your car keys. So maybe on that long commute home.
Maverick, you're getting distracted from your pitch.
Sorry, from the movie pitch. Yes. Yes, go ahead, Mav.
Well, let's hear the trailer.
Okay, let's hear. This is for the movie Buzz.
2008, Lake Havasu. In a world where the party never ends. His trouble is just starting.
My name is Maverick, and this spring break... could be my last.
A fraternity president is poisoned.
I've been poisoned.
And has to maintain a 4-beer buzz.
My buzz level is getting dangerously low.
Or he's dead drunk. Jason Statham is Maverick, the deaf frat guy.
I'm coming for you, Blake Chamber. And my potato gun's coming with me.
Special appearances by Coochie Moose and Mike Gaff.
Maverick, if you stop drinking, you die.
And the Pussycat Dolls as the Gypsies.
I'm handing with these motherfucking gypsies on this motherfucking house phone.
Buzz. If he's not wasted, his life is... This film is not yet rated.
I should mention this film is not yet rated. But here's the thing. Picture Lake Havasu. The lake is tranquil and everything, you know. And like, the chopper comes down. We go to a houseboat. There are a bunch of gypsies partying on the boat. I think you are perfect for gypsy number two.
Kimberly Rogers from Penthouse.
Gypsy
what an
number
offer.
Two. That works.
You know why? Because... Carmen Electra and Tia Leone passed.
Is that why she's perfect?
I'm the third choice. That works.
Well, you're not the fifth choice. You're the third choice.
Yeah,
no, we also had Beyonce, but she had to do another movie.
Well, listen, Kimberly, ever thought about making the transition from the pages of Penthouse into full-length features?
Never. I'm probably the only model that does not want to be an actress.
You don't want to play a gypsy on a houseboat in Buzz?
This movie
maybe for that. Only that movie.
But this movie would be just like Penthouse, but with just less peeing.
Yeah, I got to talk to Bob Guccione about the whizzing stuff. I never did sign off on that.
Is there a lot of that?
There used to be a fair amount of whizzing. Yeah, thank God I started my letter writing campaign when I did in the late 90s. Do speak to Guccione. Ask him this. In the back of Penthouse, when you're thumbing through the little advertisements, a lot of chicks with pepes. A lot of pictures, Dave. I know you're into that. A lot of pictures of that. I don't need that either.
Adam, I have a very pertinent question for this supposed Kimberly Rogers, who says she's from Australia. Kimberly, if you are from Australia, explain to this audience what a dag is.
A dag?
Yes.
Well, we use dag as slang as just a dorky person, but it is actually the poop on the back of a sheep.
Ding, ding, ding! She is from Australia.
You passed.
You know what? You had me at pooped, honey.
He's in the whiz, and you had him at poop.
Speaking of whiz, I'm glad you guys took that out of the magazine. And number two, any attraction to David Alan Greer? You know, he's perpetually single, always on the prowl.
I'll have to see him without his sweater on.
Oh, really?
Yes.
We can arrange that.
Hey, maybe David Alan Greer could play the part of the really well-hung black guy in the movie.
Again? I'll do it.
All right, we'll get the prosthetics department on the work.
Maybe we will get a stunt double.
It's a good thing you're deaf.
All right, well, we need to take ourselves a break. The great Tony Hawk is wandering around back there, by the way. Kimberly Rogers, thank you very much. I know the Penthouse magazines you brought were stolen.
Apparently, somebody stole them from backstage.
So,
Tad ate them.
Tad violated them, then he ate them. But we'll take ourselves a quick break. Tony Hawk is coming in. David Alan Greer is hanging out. Sean Merriman.
I have another theory, by the way, what happened to those Penthouses. They're all in Brusca's room. All opened up. And here we go again, round 17 tonight. He's going to be slapping his meat.
It's a great show.
All night long.
Fun. I'm chubby or I'm a lesbian.
All right, Brusca, that's enough out of you. We're at the Wave House, and we'll be back with Tony Hawk after this.
The Adam Carolla Show is on the road. More live from the Wave House in San Diego coming up on the Adam Carolla Show.
Welcome back to the Adam Carolla Show, live from the Wave House in San Diego.
Hawk has stacked up the difficulty factor from start to now. Is there such a thing as a perfect run? He is the innovator of so many different tricks. This is the best run of the night.
Right now, skateboarding legend and San Diego native, Tony Hawk, on the Adam Carolla Show.
Yep. We're at the Wave House in Mission Beach, and the great Tony Hawk is here. Good to see you again, Tony.
Thank you.
I know you don't live too far from here, but thanks for making the pilgrimage over.
Oh, no worries.
What do we got now? Trying to think. You don't do, in the X Games, you don't do the huge mega ramp thing, the big air thing.
I just don't compete anymore, so I sneak into the practice sessions and do it on the sly.
That seems like the hairiest thing.
It's pretty heavy. You know, it's weird, though, because it's like you're going so fast that the ramp seems proportionate to your speed. You use the same sort of motions because you're going that fast.
It's essentially like the big ski jump in the Olympics, right?
Yeah, for the most part.
But you're on a skateboard.
You're on a skateboard, and you're not landing in snow.
And did the guy who jumped the Great Wall of China get that thing started? I don't know the name of the guy.
Yeah, Danny. You know, I got to give credit, though. Andy McDonald was the first guy to try to do long jumps, and he ended up going about 40 to 50 feet. But he never—he didn't set up a big ramp at the end of it. You know what I mean? He was just doing distance. And Danny was the first guy to make it so you do a distance, and then you hit a ramp at the end to see how high you can go. See, and then he ended up breaking both records at once.
That's how you know skateboarders smoke a ton of weed, because you have to be high as hell to think about building an 80-foot ramp. Anytime you're making landing ramps and it takes up 400 sheets of plywood, that means you're high.
Yeah, well... I can't argue.
Well, with
me. Andy Mack is Mr. Sober, so his idea.
Well, he is now.
He smoked
a ton of weed. He built the ramp, and then he got sober.
Adam,
yes, Dad.
I have a question, Tony. I think we all want to know why'd you punk out? Why aren't you competing anymore?
Oh man, I did it for so long. I competed for 20 years.
That's no excuse. You competed for 20 years.
14 gold medals at the X Games.
Is that enough?
Is it that many?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to retract that last question.
Well, if you wish to push the envelope, Tony Hawk, in the spirit of seeing what man is capable of doing, perhaps if you're willing, you could take a shot at jumping Fat Tad.
Fat Tad, yeah. It doesn't look like a room here, though. I didn't know you had such a public exhibition going on here.
Yeah, it is a good crowd. God bless you guys for showing up.
Yeah, wow. It's wall-to-wall people here.
I know. It's kind of like you guys are doing a concert.
I do.
It feels like you guys should break into song right here.
Well, I will do the cradle song later. Hey, I had a little cradle. I made it out of clay. And when it's dry and ready, stage five. Hey, cradle, I will play. I will say this, and I've appreciated taking pictures with what seems like each and every one of you five times. I don't mind it. But the invention I want, and perhaps when you're done working on video games and T-shirts and clothing lines, you could focus on this. A camera. You know how the cameras have that little flickering light that gets rid of the red eye?
Right.
How about a light that comes on just before that that tells you when it's time for you to put your arm around the fat-ass drunk guy who wants to take the picture? Because you stand there making love to the guy's hip, and he's yelling, "Hold, dude! Hold the button down!" And you're squeezing the guy.
There's a gay threshold for sure.
Right. Yes, because at 3 minutes, you're bi. At 10 minutes, you're officially gay. Yeah, yeah. And at 15, you become a life partner.
You want to know something funny? I had that exact experience with Tenacious D, with Jack Black, Kyle Gass. And we were standing there, and this guy couldn't figure out the camera. I was like, okay, we're all gay.
Right. No, because you put your arm around the guy, and the guy can't figure out how to take the picture because it's not his camera. It's the camera of the guy who's turning gay with you.
Exactly.
Yeah, but admit it, Jack Black was kind of smelled good.
They were into it for sure.
A gay threshold.
They sing about it all the time.
Some guy just got me in during a commercial in the bathroom.
Really?
Venus in hand.
Yes. Was his name Ray?
All right.
Hold on, I got one quick question. Tony, is there one skater, like young kid, that you've seen that you really think is like the future of the sport?
Oh, man. Well, there's this kid that just turned pro. He turned pro at age 11.
Whoa.
Does he have an agent?
Nyjah Houston. He won some of the biggest events this year.
Really?
He's 11. You know, he's competing against guys in 20s and 30s and destroying them. He's a phenomenon.
Has anybody pulled the 900 off yet in competition other than you? They're now doing it?
Yeah. Well, it's not a regular thing, but yeah, a couple guys.
Of course not. I've seen guys trying it now. I mean, that's kind of how it goes. Somebody does it, lets everyone know it's possible, and then the next thing you know, people are trying it.
It is way easier to learn tricks when you know someone else has done it.
It's weird you can do everything when you know someone else has done it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why I watch porn. Because I feel like I want to lay the groundwork in case the Ace Man ever gets lucky. Yes.
You're not trying to tread new ground?
No, but please, let's take a picture of me and Tony. Put my arm around him. Tony Hawk here. There's questions, I believe, for Tony Hawk. Jerron is out in the audience. Yes.
Hey, my name is Patrick. I'm from here in San Diego. I'm kind of related to Danny Way, the guy that jumped the Great Wall.
Yeah.
He used to talk about it all the time. I'm just wondering if you think that that's some kind of thing you feel threatened by.
Hold on,
Tag.
I thought it was the coolest thing.
Please,
a man's asking a question out there. Please, try to focus.
I'm stoked to anyone that wants to progress skating. You know, it's not threatening. It's amazing. It's amazing that someone could jump something it's amazing that someone could jump something in that magnitude, but also to put it in a public perspective, because people know how big that is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They say, oh, yeah, he jumped 70 feet, and people are like, 70
feet? It's got great right in. It's not called the medium wall of China.
Yeah.
I missed the question. Yeah. Could you repeat that question?
We got another question.
That question was longer than the wall.
Hey, Tony. My name's Christian. I'm from Tampa, the greatest skateboarding city in the world. I was wondering, they included Broble in the Tony Hawk Pro Skater video game. Have you ever skated there?
Yeah, yeah.
And also, what do you think of Skate Park of Tampa?
Yeah, Tampa's always had a strong skate scene.
Well, let me tell you, the brothers
are harsh, man.
They're just not into the skating that much.
Hold on, Adam. We have a question over here. Tony! Hey, yo, what you get this thing on out?
Yeah, absolutely, I agree.
Alright, hey Tony, what you think of the people that come there? Money, money, baby.
Hey, Tony.
What you doing?
Alright, any other questions for the great Tony Hawk?
Hey, Tony.
Yo, where
Steve,
are you?
Steve, right here, bro.
Hey.
Why can't I get you in the 24s?
What's that?
Why can't I sell you 24s?
Oh, 24s.
Let me translate.
On my Jeep?
Translate.
Hold on, Jack.
I got a Jeep, all right? I'm not running deuce or anything. No, it's not going to work. I don't want my rims to... I don't want my tires to rub on the wheel well.
You can sell them to David Allen Greer, who drove around a bone stock Denali for 3 years until the black security guard at the Paramount lot eventually put enough brother-on-brother pressure on him to break down and get some spinners.
And then he got on his razor and went away. I'm riding on doo-doos right now. 22s, brother. What you got for me?
Get my number from Tony.
Okay, we'll talk. I got it. So, we'll Tony, talk. You got his number?
Yeah.
Okay, then.
Right on.
Dang,
right,
cool. What is the black obsession with custom rims?
Man, it's just something.
It just seems like there's bigger fish to fry in your world.
No, man, if we, like, if black people really ran the military, imagine how those Hummers would look over there in Baghdad.
Oh, you're saying you'd like to actually get them on the Hummers?
That would be nice.
But it might let the enemy know that we're coming.
Yeah, you don't want to give them a heads up with the triple chrome
hold
and
on,
the bling
hold on,
bling.
Adam, hold on, Adam. Yeah. You know what, Teresa? Just because Ray... Uh-oh. What's up, Adam? You know how we roll, baby. Hey, Tony, come on. Teresa, dang, let's get in my load and just...
Does Tony, are there any black men in the sport of figure skating? Or has any black men ever been on a
figure skating?
No. Whatever happened to you in the bathroom did make you gay.
Yeah, no.
How dare you?
I can't speak on behalf of figure skating.
There's black skaters, aren't there?
Oh, yeah. The guys, it's really diverse in skating.
Huh. That's right.
So name one, Tony. Name one.
Name one. Stevie Williams is in our video game.
All right, you got me, man. Damn, okay, you got me.
And by the way, when you black guys decide not to do something, you act like it's our fault.
Hey, well,
you're the one who decided not to figure skate and roller skate and do everything with the word skate in it, skateboard. You decided. We didn't stop you.
Yeah, I better be going now, man.
Sorry. That was uncomfortable. Any other questions for the great Tony Hawk out there in the audience here in San Diego?
Tony. Speaking for the girls over here, my name is Rochelle. We love you guys.
Thank you.
You're awesome, Tony. Just want to know how it's like being one of the greatest sports icons in the world. How was it like for you? Summarized up.
It's strange. It's really strange to be recognized also because I started skating and no one was rich or famous from skating. You know what I mean? Like, the top pro was happy to get free equipment and his picture in the magazine. And so it's not like you strived for this big greatness. And so it's weird to be recognized in a sport where it was, like, ridiculed when I was a kid.
Yeah, but I mean, your parents.
It's super fun. I mean, I can't complain. I'm just happy I get to keep riding my skateboard.
The greatest thing ever. Cheers.
Thank you.
You've made, I know you're a modest man, but you've made gazillions of dollars through skating, right? I mean, the video games, the apparel, all that stuff. Yes?
Yeah, I'm quite comfortable. Thank you.
Yeah. You hear that?
And
Dag?
I still live in San Diego, so.
Dag. Yeah. Keeping it real.
I like that.
He has a gate around his house 30 feet high to keep all you out, but he's keeping it real.
But Tony, you're married,
I didn't say
right?
What part of San Diego. No,
you're married.
He's married, yes.
Three times.
You got No, but you've been with the same chick, right, for a while?
For a while, yes.
See? Family man.
But do you hear that? He skateboards. You make fun of him. Meanwhile, he's rich, and you're out here doing Raisin in the Sun at the YMCA.
I'm doing a whiz.
Whatever.
I'm keeping it real, too. Real musical theater.
Wait a minute.
We do have to ask a question. The Outlook, some business that we're doing this month is a $10,000 award to anybody who can get a better guest than our talent booker, Mike August.
Okay.
Crowd and Tony Hawk. Is Tony Hawk a bigger celebrity than The Rock?
Tony Hawk beats The Rock.
Especially in person.
No, you know what? I saw you looking at me, Tony. I'm going to say yes, and I'll tell you why. Tony Hawk is an icon. Mm-hmm. He is an icon.
Oh, thank you.
It's true. You've done stuff. You've broken records. You've done stuff nobody else has done before you did it. So The Rock, yeah, he's like some Samoan ex-football playing action star.
Other guys have gone from the sports world to the acting arena, like our beloved OJ. I know you still think he's innocent.
Well, hey, also, you know, anybody could have stabbed somebody by mistake 14 times.
Two people.
I know.
What about that white punter kid in Colorado? Come on now.
Yeah.
Point is, Tony Hawk was the first guy to make a gazillion dollars doing skateboarding, and because he's humble and because he came here in person, maybe that puts him ahead of The Rock.
What, you mean The Rock called in?
Yeah, The Rock did a phoner.
That's not a booking?
That's not a booking. That's right.
Come on now. That's
a sympathy booking. That's right.
Yeah, that's what.
Yeah, that's not lovemaking.
No, I'm not back.
All right. I want to thank the great Tony Hawk. Give him a hand for coming in here.
You know what? I do have to say something. Just because there is like this thing with booking,
please.
We started a service to provide mobile content like to cell phones with action sports, skateboarding, motocross, BMX, you know,
right?
And so you can get video clips, and
so you can see on your phone action clips of BMX stuff, skateboarding stuff, supercross stuff,
motocross. TonyHawkDescent.com. Mm-hmm. We did it with InfoSpace. It's a big deal. We're really excited. We just announced it yesterday, so I had to say it.
Is it on now? If you go to TonyHawk.com, you can get it?
Or TonyHawkDescent.com.
And how do you get it, though? How do you get it
downloaded? Actually get it. You know, it's on the web right now, but you can just say, I want it to my phone, and you give your phone number, and boom.
All right. That's right. So you can bring all your X Games sports with you.
Exactly, yeah.
Tony Hawk, everybody. Give him a hand.
All right. Thanks, everyone. San Diego!
Thanks, Tony. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back to San Diego, we'll be doing a live round of What Can Adam Complain About. So get your complaints ready out there. Also, Sean Merriman. Sean Merriman, maybe the best outside linebacker in the NFL right now, coming up as well. Ask Kiss Rodeo also coming up. Speaking of kissing ass, coming up all still left on the Adam Carolla Show.
Adam coming up at the Wave House, the Adam Carolla Show.
Here's what's coming up today on the Adam Carolla Show with program director Jack Silver.
What up, San Diego peeps? Hey, Jack went down to TJ last night. Long story short, you too many spirit off ices, it's all a blur. Hey, we got a hell of a show coming up. What can Adam complain about? Ask his rodeo, someone's going to win $1,000. Sean Merriman, that guy sucks! Not! Hey, let's open a soup cooler, make with the funny! Wait!
Thanks, Jack. We're live at the Wave House in San Diego. We need Dag up on the stage now. Here's Adam on the Adam Carolla Show.
Thank you, Dawson. Thank you, Jack Silver. All right, well, if you listen to the show, you know we do a little something called What Can Adam Complain About. As it turns out, I can complain about anything.
We sit back in awe of your ability to complain no one in the history of mankind.
He's complained about Ferraris, boobs. I've everything.
Bunny rabbits.
I complained about a Ferrari that was shaped like a boob. I am that adept at complaining. If you don't believe me, well, we can do it in person and find out. Now, I have no idea what the questions or what the topics are, but Jerron will go out there at the microphone. He'll find you. David Allen Greer, by the way. Give it up for David Allen Greer.
What's cracking? San Diego, man.
Dag, if you'd like to assist me on this, you're more than welcome to jump in.
Ace, absolutely. Maybe a little quick warm-up for you. How can you possibly complain about the number of foxes that are running free at the Wave House tonight?
Well, that's tough, but I'm married, so all I can do is try to collect as much into my memory chip as possible and then smuggle it into my hotel bathroom.
Right.
Do I see twins out there?
All right. You're drunk and those are boobs, yes.
There's some beautiful twins. How could you complain about them?
Well, I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why.
Stuff. The world is full of it. And one man has a complaint for it all.
Boy, that cue is right on time. Yeah.
Can't Adam complain about
it? I'll tell you why I complain about twins, because even though they're beautiful and they're right up here and I'm staring at both of them, and that's four boobies and one boner if anyone's doing the math. Every time I try to fantasize about twins, I think about those two fat hillbillies on the Honda scooters in the Guinness Book.
Yes, I remember. I know those twins.
I don't care how beautiful. I don't care if they're the Doubleman twins. I always picture fat guys in overalls. Fat, morbidly obese, pink, white men with stretch marks and areolas bigger than yarmulkes.
You got me.
Sorry, Dag.
You know what? You are the Tony Hawk of things that people can't.
Yes, you pioneered the sport.
Well, I'm going to continue it now. I can barely see out there because the lights are hitting me.
Is that good or bad? I mean, is that something to complain about?
I think so.
Well, I think if you had bad skin, you could complain, but I'm personally smooth, so I won't do it myself. For those of you who are listening in your homes or your cars, we're at the Wave House or right on the Pacific Beach. We have a beautiful crowd out here.
It's wall to wall. It's packed.
It is
Fox
packed.
Is running free.
Fox is running free. Sean Merriman, linebacker from the Chargers, waiting to come out here. I know we have some Chargers fans out here. Jerron, you have a microphone. You're out in the audience somewhere. We have our first contestant for What Can't Adam Complain About? Let's do it.
What's up, Adam?
I'm Ryan. Sorry. I'm in complaint mode. Normally, I would give you a what's
can't
up.
Can't answer right now.
Ryan from San Diego. You most definitely cannot complain about the home of the Chargers, San Diego!
Yes.
Watch it.
I gave it some thought. And I was walking around looking at the beautiful vistas and the beautiful sea and the sun shining and the wind blowing. And I thought, this is beautiful and I would love to live here, but I can't. I'm chained to a dump known as Hollywood, California. Nothing but junkies and Mexicans. Now, by the way, where are your Mexicans?
Right there, the twins.
Last time I did
think
the
you're
math.
Talking to one.
Oh, sorry, brother. Point is, look, a sprinkling of them is fine. Don't get me wrong. But we're overrun. That's all I'm saying. You know, I'll tell you, Mexicans are like Jimmy's. Handful goes a long way on a Sunday. But I'm spooning them straight into my mouth. I'm mainlining Mexicans where I live. All I'm saying is any Mexicans within the sound of my voice, San Diego's beautiful, and last I checked was 100 miles closer to where you came from than my house.
Big money like you, Adam, you can afford a helicopter.
I know, that's the point. It's the commute. I love San Diego. The people are great. The city is great. But I work in Hollywood, so I have to just bury myself.
Hold on.
Transvestites, junkies, and Mexicans.
Adam,
every
this
night.
Is disclaimer time because I'm trying to get lucky tonight. If it's one thing I love, it's Mexicans. Okay.
Wait,
that's David Allen Green.
How about Mexican twins like those two?
I love hola and hola. That's all I need to say. Buenos
right.
dias.
No, listen, I love them. I love them myself. But I like, I just say spread them out around the country a little more. Why are they all converging at my house? That's all.
Lead off double for Carolla.
Thank you. Who's next?
On base.
Uh-oh, mic's off. I can complain about that. Get that
can
going,
you complain
Jerron.
About Jerron?
Hello.
Jerron's
all right. Face.
Can't complain about Jerron.
Hi, my name's Stephanie. I'm from Atlanta. I want to hear you complain about the military.
Adam,
they're trying to get you killed up in here.
Yeah, there's at least 12 giant Marines here at the Wave House.
Yeah.
Well, you were complaining about them, how there weren't enough because
I feel
love them so much.
Yes, I lament that I'm too old to enlist. Otherwise, I would do it myself. That's my big complaint because I feel like if I just had an ammo belt and a 50 cal machine gun, I could go over to Iraq or Iran or whatever starts with an I. Whether it's the Ayatollah in Iran or Iraq or whether it's Iowa, I'll go over there.
Or Lee Iacocca. They're going down.
Back me up, brother. I would go over there and clean that place up. Alas, I'm too old to do it, so we have to let young men go in my place. But as far as the military goes, the outfits, I say. I'd say, you know, the drab green, not bad, but makes you look fat. I don't like that color.
Adam.
I say they step up to a nice gray, maybe a pinstripe, maybe the Yankees uniform.
Oh,
you want to recruit. Hey, if you're listening, we got Army recruiting team. All right, forget about the Yanks. Padres.
Adam, I had you all set up for success. What you doing?
All right, well, here's my point. There was a time when the military wore huge fur hats you know, and red outfits, and they had all the buttons and all the epaulettes and all that kind of stuff. The beige or the green pants, they just don't, that's not a big enough draw. I say yes. Put them in San Diego uniforms. Put them in Charger uniforms. And then
there you go.
Then we'll put Merriman in there with that Charger uniform. We can win the war. All right.
Nice save.
Yeah, please don't rile the crowd because all of our security is being done by Jerron and flip-flops.
Thank you.
Not good.
Jerron and flip-flops sounds like the world's worst 70s cop buddy sitcom.
Can you, Jerron, I can complain about Jerron. Why didn't your mama name you Geronimo? I mean, she just stopped at Jerron. What's going on with that?
Answer, Jerron.
It's for the street cred. That's why.
Yes, the world.
I'll repeat what you just said. It's for the street cred.
Sounds like Tony Randall.
Hey, where are the white women at?
All right, who's next?
Hi, Adam. I'm Lauren from San Diego, and I bet you can't complain about hot, drunk interns.
Yeah. I got to tell you, I can, because I must say that we have some beautiful interns on this show. They're hot.
Right,
they're drunk.
You.
Where's Lindsay?
She's five.
Lindsay's behind me. Right. I feel, now you understand, I can't do anything to them. Not because I'm married, just because of the lawsuit. Spiritually, I'm fine with it. But when a beautiful, super foxy, 20-something-year-old Lindsay is basically not three sheets to the wind, she was a whole dryer load to the wind last night. You understand? I'm telling you, people that died could have had sex with Lindsay last night. People...
Hey,
presidents that have been assassinated could have had sex with her.
She looks like she's going to be available tonight, too, because in the latest standings in our female employee drinking contest, Angie has had six since the start of the show.
Yes.
Assistant Lindsay has had eight, and intern Lindsay has had nine beers.
Right.
Wait a second. You had nine beers?
Now, listen. I had a couple of beers, too, Adam.
I want to say this. The reason, and my wife knows this, the reason I got into show business was to have sex with interns. That's what initially attracted me to it. And the fact that I just had twins, I'm now married, and I can't, and I have to see drunken single guys like Tad slobber all over this beautiful, beautiful excuse for a female. And when I say excuse, I mean that in the best sense of the word. It sickens me. It breaks my heart. So,
Adam,
that's
you
why.
Can't cheat. You can't cheat on your wife, right?
No, I cannot.
You cannot cheat on your wife. But you can watch others.
That's right.
Monkey love, can't you?
That's right.
And complain about that.
I can watch David Alan Grier make hot monkey love.
Actually, Adam, I had 22 beers. And I just want to say, I hate you.
Oh, Dad, come on now. It's the beer talking.
I love you so much.
I know it. I know.
I hate you.
Who's next? Who do we have?
Carolla, you got a butt that won't quit.
I'm Lindsay. I'm from.
My face! Pittsburgh sucks!
Oh,
Take her down, Brian.
Listen, Jerron.
Call a banker. We got to get out of here.
Get a complainer. Get your flip-flops over there.
I'm sorry. Back to what can Adam complain about. Yes.
How can you complain about your wife's oral?
I'm going to scoot away because Lynette is a goddess.
Yes. Well, you know, that is tough, and I'm really torn between two lovers and feeling like a fool right now. But yes, Dag,
watch it.
I think
she's a plant.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Point is, it's good, but the twins now take. Yes. And no, I don't mean these twins. I'm talking about my twins.
His babies. And what are their names?
I mean my babies, Natalia. And the fat butt plug. I don't know what the boy's name is. I just call him Chubby. He doesn't speak a lick of English. Don't worry about it. He's going into therapy as soon as he finishes preschool anyway. As soon as I get him out of diapers, he's going right to therapy. The twins have, you know, put a little dent in that. And the problem is we're always in the same room with them. So when Daddy wants a little of that, I have to stare into the eyes of my two youngins, and it gets weird. Yeah. Adds about 15 seconds to the whole process. So sad and pathetic that I have the twins, yes. And that has put a dent in the oral. Thank you very much. Who's next?
Okay, hey, what's up, Adam? I'm Nicole from San Diego, and I want to know how you can complain about girls on trampolines.
Mm.
The creator.
Wow.
of the girls.
I'll tell you what. The man show and girls on trampolines and all that has been very good to me, except for I no longer get a paycheck from it, but I still get this every time I walk down the street. Hey, dude, where's the junkies? Yeah, dude. Hey, man, I'm going to get you on a trampoline with me. Oh! What would that sound like, Dad?
I don't know, but we have one more question. Hold on. It's like, hi, Anna. Is it from San Diego? And I just want to complain about it.
All right, that's enough of you making fun of people, Dad.
By the way, Adam, you sometimes get Where's Dr. Drew?
Yes, I get either Where's Dr. Drew or Where's Jimmy Kimmel or Where's the Juggies, and I want to know where the dignity is.
Because dude, why don't you have blue
Juggies? That was What Can't Adam Complain About?
I could have done more.
Play on.
One more. Give me one more.
Adam, I don't know who's doing these cues, but they are uncanny.
I think you can complain about the production.
Yes.
Adam, what's up, man?
Where are you?
Never in my entire life have I ever had a guy complain about threesomes.
Threesomes. Well, that's easy. Never had one.
What? You've never had a threesome?
Never had a threesome.
Well, I think Dag's had enough for all of us.
Teresa, yes. Don't go there.
Yes.
I just met some twins tonight.
Yes.
That are coming to see the Wiz.
That's right. Little Dag sandwich, perhaps.
Yes, sir. Reedy Bobble Winkle. Mm-hmm. You know, I got some twins of my own. My twins are named Big Boy and Fat Man.
Hold on. Deaf Rat Guy's chiming in.
My friends, many wanted to ask in Quentin. At what stage in the relationship is it cool for the girl to work the bag?
Oh, that's a good question.
Are we playing the right game?
Yeah, I'm not sure if we're playing the right game or not.
Dave, you can't hear. One more.
What can Adam complain about?
I wanted the answer.
Two weeks. 10 days to two weeks, I would say.
Hey, Adam. Like
I'm Casey from L.A.
Hi, Casey.
Hi. And I was wondering how you can complain about nice fake boobs.
You know, I gotta say, fake, and I'm guessing you have nice fake boobs.
Really?
Let's see them. Hold on.
Gotta whip those babies out.
I'm not buying it for
a second. This is radio.
Listen, here's the deal. All you guys, turn your heads. I don't want anyone looking but
me. We're doctors here.
We're doctors. We're celebrities.
Whoa. She just did something
please
to her boobs.
Please give us a nice shot of them so that we could
confirm. They want to be set free.
Whoa. Taking them out.
Hey, everybody. We're about to see them boobies pass the Jag test. A little shot of them boobies.
Let them go. Let them be free.
You're going right to the back of the line. All right, you don't muss with a man that way. Come on.
She jiggled them all about, but ultimately did not reveal them in their entirety.
But the way she jiggled them.
Show us your dirty pillows.
Let me say this. Here's what I can complain about. When a woman comes out to a radio show, stands in the front row, puts her D cups on display in front of God and everyone, then rattles them around, grabs a microphone, asks a boob-related question, and refuses to show a winger. Well, that's what I can complain about.
Well done.
Here. Adam, you are a maestro.
Yes, and you are a maestro. You could probably also complain about her lip piercing.
Yes, and I gotta say this. I have a young daughter, and I'm gonna teach her, honey, you do not show up at radio events. Talk about your boobs and not flash them. Okay? Now if you're not gonna show up at the Likas show, that's your business. But if you bring up your own boobies, it's time for a flash.
Good day,
I'll show you.
What's that?
Mine aren't fake. If they were fake, I'd show you.
But we cannot verify that.
I want to nominate you, Adam Carolla, as Father of the Year.
Thank you.
Yes.
I'll tell you what. I will cut you a barter deal. Okay. You show a booby, Dag shows a nut.
Wow. I got one better. If you show those, you get those McDuffies out, honey, you get front row tickets to...
The Wiz.
That's right. There we go.
Let him out.
God, I don't know about this. You shamed
just
her into
point
it.
This way. Point this way.
Point toward David.
Way. There you go.
That's
one,
right.
Two, three. I'm not married. Hello.
Okay.
I saw one, Winky.
Yeah, I say
she has
they're
a
real.
Friend. No, I'm giving you free tickets to the Wiz, honey.
We saw the right buzzer.
If I pull my butt nuts out, I'll knock out the whole front row.
That's right. I can complain about this
that
much.
That was What Can't Adam Complain About?
I think what my complaint about that is that she just showed enough boob to inspire Brusca to spend the entire night slapping his meat.
And quite a beautiful boob it was.
All right. We're talking about Brusca or the young lady. We need to take ourselves a little break from the fabulous Wave House in Mission Beach. San Diego Supercharger, Sean Merriman. That's right. Defensive Rookie of the Year, if I'm not mistaken, last year. Pro Bowler and three sack maker. Speaking of sacks, Sean Merriman, maybe he'll sack Dag Shack. Sack. Oh, that sounds painful. We'll bring Sean Merriman in here after this.
The Adam Carolla Show is on the road at the Wave House. Don't live in San Diego? Hey, don't worry about it. We'll be in your backyard soon. The Adam Carolla Show. Okay, yeah. Welcome back to the Adam Carolla Show, live from the Wave House.
Sean Merriman again coming around the corner, and he has been a monster so far.
Merriman
in trouble again.
Merriman just ate him alone.
Oh, boy, he's got the bull going. Merriman,
this guy is a man.
Just can't handle the speed and quickness of Merriman.
Oof. Sean Merriman.
You try to block this guy. What, are you kidding me?
And now, from your San Diego Chargers, at linebacker number 56, Sean Merriman.
Yes, he is. Sean, welcome to Wave House. I notice when people cheer, you do the switch. You do the lights out switch tat on your forearm. I was telling Dave Damashek, our own sports guy, about this tattoo that he was not aware of. Tell us the story of your light switch tattoo.
Well, I initially got the light switch my sophomore year in high school. I knocked out four guys in one game, so...
Whoa.
I can't, poor guy.
Wait, when you say knocked out, do you mean they were unconscious?
As in they didn't play the rest of the game and they were done.
Let's be fair. One of them was his own coach. He was that aggressive. You saw an old guy walking on the sidelines and you just speared him. But four guys, sophomore year, and when did the tat come in?
I got it my senior year of high school, and every level I played on, I had to prove. I had to knock somebody out to keep the name, so I still have it.
Right, so it's a switch. It's a light switch. For those who haven't seen it, it's a beautiful rendition of a light switch and a finger turning the lights out.
Yeah, and then I flick it when I get a couple sacks here and there, so you might.
Right. Now, where do you get that in high school? I mean, do you go to a tattoo parlor or do you go to prison? Where do you get that tattoo?
Well, I should go to prison when I do out there in the field, but
Yeah.
I like that. Talking to trash.
I agree with Sean. He is the best linebacker in the NFL outside of the city of Pittsburgh.
Why don't you stand up to him? Dave, stand up to him. Do not be intimidated.
I mean, he's not Joey Porter. I mean,
Dave loves
great
Steelers.
I mean, he's very good, though.
Listen, he's he is going to be as good as Junior Seau, maybe better in San Diego. One for one in the Pro Bowls, right?
Right.
Rookie year last year, Pro Bowl, Defensive Player of the Year, Defensive Rookie of the Year. And then this year, starting off the season with three sacks against the Raiders. And now offense is scheming around you. That's got to be nice.
Yeah, they're doing a little bit of scheming, but we got a good team, man, so they can't scheme me too much.
Well, what about it? I mean, what do you think of Rivers this year? Obviously, he played a good game against the Raiders, but as it turns out, maybe the Raiders aren't so good. Drew Brees has moved on. What do you guys think? What do you think about your chances?
I mean, I think Phillip is good, man. He's been doing a heck of a job for us, and I mean, we're behind him 110%, man, so he can come in and play for us.
Do you guys make fun of his throwing motion, though? He throws a leg for an NFL QB. Has kind of a girly look to it.
It's almost like a baseball throw. Yeah. I know what you're saying. It's almost like a baseball throw, but I haven't batted a ball down the whole camp, so obviously it's not that bad. As long as he keeps throwing it like that, I don't have a problem how he throws it or how it looks.
Sean, how do you feel about the fans here in San Diego?
Oh, you hear them. I mean, we had the best fans. Man. You can't ask for anything more than that.
Sean.
And at the end of the game, at the Raiders game, these are the only fans I've seen in the stadium still. The rest of them are gone.
Sean, now, I'm going to go out on a limb and say there's probably no man that you fear. But is there one player that's a concern?
Ah.
I kind of skip myself some time. I don't really.
I hear you. I hear you. So in other words, if you face you,
then we might be having a couple problems. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Lights out.
Sean was telling me once after a couple of beers, he got up in the middle of the night to use the bathroom. He flipped on the light. And he scared the bejesus out of himself when he saw some reflection. You ever frighten yourself in the mirror, Sean?
No, I'm walking past a store sometime, and I see myself in the mirror. I'm like, that's a big guy. I turn around and look.
But you never get angry and punched a window.
No, not yet.
I think we have some questions out there for Sean Merriman. Yes. Well, we must turn the mic on there, Jerron.
Hi, Sean. I'm Joseph.
Hey, how you doing, Joseph?
Good. How are you?
Good. Good.
This show.
I don't think that's a question there.
For a second, I thought we were on NPR, so I'm glad you cleared that up.
Well, Sean, are you single?
Yeah, I am single.
You are.
Yeah.
You're enjoying yourself.
Yeah,
right?
I'm enjoying myself.
Well, listen. Why? Look.
My only love right now is football. So
yeah, I'll wait. Like for me, a while. That's what I tell my wife. My mistress is the sea. I want to have sex with strange women by the sea. No, look, please take some advice. How old are you?
I just turned 22.
Just turned 22.
Yeah.
So you left, still a baby. Look at him, just a baby with a scary tattoo on his neck. You were, you left college early then, correct?
Right, I was, matter of fact, I was 20 years old when I got drafted.
Right.
Yeah, I was 20.
Terp. Right. It was a Terp?
No, yeah, Terrapin, University of Maryland.
So you left early. You're just 22. You were, you know, rookie defensive player of the year last year, Pro Bowl. You'll be going to Pro Bowls. Don't get people pregnant. Don't get married. Don't get divorced. Enjoy yourself.
Keep a boot on this question here.
That's I mean, right. I don't know.
Sean, what do you think of that advice? That was good advice, right?
It was good advice. It was real good advice. And I mean, I've been doing pretty good so far. So.
Yeah. All right.
I have advice.
I suggest
you not show up on October 8th against the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Scoot back.
I'm looking out for Sean. He's a very good football player. I don't want anything bad to happen.
You know what? You're right. I won't be there, but lights out will. So I can't really.
Dave, why are you getting him upset?
Listen. Well, Does Lights Out have a dimmer switch or just out?
It's out.
It's just out.
I'm getting in his head, Dag.
Let me explain. You know how Mariah Carey has another personality that takes over when she's on stage?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Mimi or whoever
yes,
it is.
Yes, the Emancipation.
Sean Merriman, he has Lights Out. That's who shows up at the game. Just like you have Big Puss that shows up whenever there's trouble. He's got Lights Out. This is his song. Any other questions out there for the great linebacker, Sean Merriman?
Hey, Sean, it's Dimitri from San Diego. I just want to know if you think you're going to break the sack record this year.
What is the sack record?
The sack record for the NFL was 22 sacks in 1 year. And, and I think I got a pretty good shot.
Michael Strahan got it a couple of years ago.
Well, aren't you on pace to beat that?
He's on pace to get 42.
Wow.
See, he got three the first, and that's just the regular season.
According to Dave Damashek.
Uh-oh.
I think he's a terrific ball player and seems like a nice kid. I just don't want anything bad to happen.
Did you just grow a vagina in front of our very eyes?
All right. Any other questions for Sean Merriman? Yes, we got one out there.
I'm Corporate Flores from Miramar Mesa. I just want to know, I've grappled a major, 250, 6'5". I just want to know, what can I do to take a shot at the title?
What did that mean?
Sean, I'm going to translate this young man.
Do.
You know, I wasn't a math major. He said
I hear
numbers.
He said, I'm going to repeat. Sean, 6'5", 6'5". I just want to know what's going on.
Exciting stuff.
All right, do we have a coherent question for Sean Merriman?
He
was nervous.
Sean, what's the schedule like, by the way? When do you get on the plane? Are you guys playing? You're on the road this week.
No,
right?
we're here this week.
You're here?
Yeah, they got Tennessee.
We have Tennessee here.
Another patsy. You guys should roll them, but
yeah,
good.
We need to sell the game out, man. We need to get everybody in there.
Well, my card here says 10:15 this Sunday, but that can't be right. That's too early for a home game, isn't it?
Yes.
All right, but you guys are playing Tennessee here.
Yeah, we're playing Tennessee here, a home game. They got to come to see the Chargers here.
What is the day like? Like, if the game starts at 1 o'clock, if kickoff's at 1 o'clock, what time do you have to be there? How does it work?
We normally had to be in the locker room by 11, 2 hours before the game.
And are you just responsible for getting yourself to the stadium?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm normally the last one there because I do a lot of thinking before games, so I'm normally the last one there.
A lot of thinking.
A lot of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of thinking what I'm going to do out there in the field to people.
That's good. You flip your switch a few times just to relieve the pressure. I'll tell you, before a big radio show, I will flip my switch a few dozen times just to take the edge off.
Adam, respect, man. Respect.
I am.
Respect.
I'm showing respect him the ultimate respect. What are you talking about? Who's next? Anybody have a question for Sean Merriman?
This young lady in the blonde.
Uh-huh. That's me.
Yes.
Hello. I just want to know how tall you like your women.
Oh. By the way, this blonde looks
go,
like she's
girl,
about
go.
Six. Are you about 6 foot one?
I'm 6 feet without the shoes.
Hold on. Hold your arm up. Sean, she got a light switch on her arm. Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Do you like tall women?
Probably has the lights on. She probably has lights on. Mm. I like them tall, short, medium size. You know, I like them all. So
you like everything.
I like everything. Yeah.
But if you had a preference, would it be tall or short?
I don't have a preference. I never had a preference. As long as, you know,
yeah, just as long as they're models, he doesn't care.
Or strippers.
All right, we need to take a break. Sean Merriman is going to hang with us. We're going to do our football picks. Also, we have the long snapper from the San Diego Superchargers,
which has
here.
The best job in football.
I know, what a gig, really. I mean, you come in, you make a good paycheck, you come out a few times, snap a few punts, hustle down the field, and it's back to the sideline for the Gatorade. Meanwhile, you're making hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. Yeah. Now, you're out there making a ton of money, but you're chasing guys all over the field and getting shot blocked by 300-pound strong side tackles. This guy just dances out there in his pump.
And I can only do that for a short period of time. He can do it for about 30 years.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. You never
stab him in the calf, Sean.
Have you thought about that?
Calf, baby.
Never ends. Anyway, I'm going to do some snapping myself. I don't like to brag, Sean, but all Central Valley first team, North Hollywood High, 1981.
Whoa!
Wait, Adam, did you ever turn anyone's lights out?
No, but I didn't have a light switch, but I had one of those mini mag lights I used to keep my jock strap. It's a long story.
So what you saying? You saying you can take me?
I'm saying I could do a little snap. Well, if you want to rush, I may have to clip. Uh-oh.
No, Sean. No, Adam, back it up. Back it up. It's radio. It's
Dave,
Sean.
Get him.
Sean.
No,
Sean
is standing up.
What? Sean, he's a fan. He's a fan.
That's a lot of man.
Sean, you got a big game. I don't want to hurt you. Got a big game coming up Sunday. I don't want to get sued by...
Why are you talking a lot of smack, man? What are you talking about? Sean, what this Caucasian man said is he honors you and all that you do. You're a warrior.
Well, Sean, yes, that begs the question of nationality because Merriman, strange name, not a name I've heard a brother have.
Well,
before.
You know, we come in all shapes, sizes, and shades, Adam.
Right.
Okay.
But Sean has a shade that's a little lighter
yeah,
than
what
you.
What is your background,
you know,
Sean?
He's whoever he wants to be.
Do you have any mixed ethnicity in your background?
Yeah, I mean, I'm black, but I have, you know, a little bit of mixed. You know, my father and grandmother's white, and my mother's black.
Mm-hmm.
So I have, you know, a little bit of mix.
I'm guessing it was the black side of the family that got the three sacks last Monday.
And speaking of mix, how'd you get your kinky hair, Adam? What's up with the fro?
I do have the hair of a brother.
What's up with the fro? Somebody hopped the fence. That's what I'm telling you.
Somebody
hopped Sean,
the
do you
fence.
Like Adam's hair?
Well, it's cool. I mean, yeah. I don't know why he's keeping the hat on. He's
yeah,
trying to
you're
hide
right, you're right. You're right.
You need a haircut.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, I'm like Burt Reynolds in Smoking the Bandit. I only take it off for one thing, and that's to do long snaps. We'll take a quick break. Sean Merriman here. We'll be back with our football picks after this.
The Adam Carolla Show is on the road. More live from the Wave House in San Diego coming up on the Adam Carolla Show.
Definitely not a Jew on the Adam Carolla Show. Dateline, San Diego, California. After being stopped for drunk driving, a 30-year-old man was shot by an off-duty police officer. The man was a San Diego Chargers linebacker. Definitely not a Jew.
We're live at the Wave House in San Diego. Here's Adam on the Adam Carolla Show.
Damashek, can we agree in the meeting back in L.A. on Tuesday we weren't going
to
do that
Don't
one?
Look at Damashek. Damashek had nothing to do with that one.
I remember look agreeing at that was inappropriate.
It's a great show.
There he is. I thought it was good. I wanted to do
John it. John Merriman.
It was him. I seen it in his eyes.
John Merriman, a great outside linebacker for the San Diego Superchargers. Here at the Wave House with us. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to come down here with us.
Sorry.
And, David Allen Greer, who's been drinking pretty good.
Whatever.
Well, Dave, now listen.
Oh, what's the big deal, Sean Merriman?
Well, listen, Dave, you cannot be the star of every fight.
Whatever.
You understand. I know you're out here doing your play.
I'm in the whiz, okay?
No, I understand, and you got to take one as well. I understand you're doing a play, but Sean is a big-time sports star.
I don't care.
Ah, now you upset him.
Sean, would you ever go see a musical, The Wiz, with David Allen Greer?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I would. See? Because he's a man of culture.
I would.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Sean.
And you know what? I'm going to give you my number. I got two tickets for you if ever you want to come, man. Bring one of your girls.
So you said that on the air, so I'm dead serious.
All right. If you want them.
I want.
Trust me.
All the guys on the defensive side of the ball love musical theater.
Well, let me tell you something.
That's a well-known fact in
the NFL. And Sean, all you got to do, if you don't like the play, just pull your arm up.
Lights out.
The lights out.
Curtains.
Good night.
Curtains.
You're going to love it. It's nice.
Yeah. You're a big fan of musical theater, are you, Sean?
No, but I'm a man. I watch and listen to everything.
You'll take anything.
Anything. You know,
favorite movie, favorite TV shows.
Man, why are you dissing him? The man is cultured. Actress. The man is cultured. Okay, Adam, I'm trying to keep you from getting a beat down.
But here's the thing. I got to tell you, if I'm the coach and I'm listening, I don't want you to lose the eye of the tiger. One minute, I got a guy who's got a light switch. He's knocking people out. He doesn't know anything. Next thing you know, he's at the theater. All of a sudden, he's drinking fine wine.
Schottenheimer's a big musical theater
guy.
Well,
I'm interested. What are your favorite movies, Sean?
Watch it, Sean. They're trying to hoodwink a brother. Watch it.
I'm a big Martin Lawrence and Eddie Murphy fan.
There you go. That's right.
And
how about David Allen Greer?
And this guy to your left, David Allen Greer.
That's right.
Thank you, Sean. Good taste, brother.
You love taste. Junami as well.
You know what?
Juana.
What movies have you been in?
The Citizen Kane of our era.
Anyways, let's just move on. Teresa Strasser, the Teresa Strasser story, I have heard that one. Adam Yellow movie hadn't come out yet. The one you wrote and directed and financed.
I'm
that one
sorry,
hadn't come out.
Dag.
Dave Damashek, Lessons from a Sidekick, that ain't come out yet.
I didn't say anything.
Yeah, well, you're implicated, okay? All of y'all implicated. See how they do me, Sean?
We're gonna.
I see, man. No justice around here.
No, it is unfair, brother. Man, can't
what you
get
gonna
break.
Shoot me just like for stopping me, like the San Diego police did?
Let's not get
no,
into
I'm
that.
Heated. Right, I'm upset. I'm upset now.
He was a beloved team member, and I noticed that San Diego got a penalty. I think an unsportsmanlike penalty at the Raiders game. They're so far ahead. Who cared at the time for doing a little end zone celebration on his behalf.
Yeah, I mean, we were, because and that day was Foley's birthday as well.
Really?
It was his birthday and Monday night game all at once, so we had to do something special for him, so, you know, why not do it after my first two sacks?
And is Foley, is he going to be okay?
Yeah, he should be good, man. He'll be done for the rest of the year. He's going to be missed, but, you know, we got guys that can come in and play as well.
Right. Now, do you think he can come back from that?
I mean, who knows? I mean, he's 30 or something now, but
right.
He's a heck of a player, and everybody want to see him back, and I think he can come back and play.
All right. Well, we're going to pick. You say he's going to be back, Dak?
I think so, man.
We're going to pick ourselves some games here. We're also going to play a little Ass Kiss Rodeo before the thank you. Somebody's walking away with $1,000 and a cardboard belt that our drunken intern Lindsay made.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now, so we're going to make our football picks. Last week, we picked 4 NFL games against the spread, of course. And if I remember correctly, I went 3-1, and Carolla and his dog tied at 2-2.
No, he beat his dog with the tie-breaking point spread win.
Sad.
I have a dog, Molly, who I tied with in the picking. I actually put a piece of kibble on the team name, and whichever one the dog goes to first is whoever one she picks, and I tied her, which is very sad.
Before we make this week's picks, though, I would like to personally make a little bet with Sean Merriman of the San Diego Chargers. On the October 8th game, how about this? If the Pittsburgh Steelers defeat you, you on the next game run out onto the field and into your uniform pants, maybe tuck a terrible towel in there. How about that?
No. I think you got to come up with something a little better than that, man. Right, because I'm pretty sure we're going to win, so I need something for you, too.
Okay, listen. While we make our picks, you think about what you'd like me to do, and then we'll make the bet.
All right, that'll work.
I got one. If San Diego wins, Sean gets to hit you just once.
What about that?
Just a little check.
That's
a
deal.
Dim the lights.
But the only problem is you won't be able to bet on any more games the rest of your life.
That'll be
won't be able
bet.
To do anything else either.
That'll be it. We'll just be changing your drool bucket. All right, so we're going to pick these games. First up, I think the Giants are at Philly.
Giants trying to rebound from their loss to the Indianapolis Colts in the first weekend.
Philly looked pretty good first week.
Yes, they did. Yes.
Giving away 3 points.
Dante Stallworth, their new wide receiver, was terrific.
Yeah.
My pick, I like the Giants and Eli Manning to rebound, to go into Philly. And
the crowd is booing you, Dave.
John,
why?
What do you think? I'm going to work with you making these picks this week.
They're getting 3 points, are the Giants, too, by the way.
I see San Diego on that list, so I'm going to wait till you get down there before I...
All right, you're not going to chime in. Dag, how say you? What do you think?
I go with Philly because one of the wildest audiences ever performed for in my life, Philadelphia.
All right.
Buck Wild.
All right, I'm going to go Philly on this one. I know it's going to be tough to see the Giants lose twice, and I think that's what people are thinking. This team's too good to lose twice, but Philly and a resurgent McNabb at home looking good.
Already, even though it's only week two, like you say, the Giants do not want to go to 0-2. All right, listen. Then, the Arizona Cardinals, talking about resurgent, pay a visit to the Super Bowl losing Seattle Seahawks. I forget who they lost to in that Super Bowl. It was the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh, shocker.
Now,
haven't heard you
at Seattle, Seattle is giving 7 points.
Mm-hmm.
They looked just pitiful at Detroit in week one. I think they rebound and show what their offense is all about. They're going to cover that 7 points.
Well, they're without their new wideout from the Patriots, right? He's not suiting up.
Deion Branch, yeah.
That's a big factor now.
He's not going to play, though, right?
But hold on. Can I say something here? Now, everybody knows Seattle's known for coffee. Arizona is known for butt-naked porno stars. I'm going with Arizona all the way.
Dag goes Arizona to cover. Arizona, they are looking good these days. They looked horrible, Seattle did, when I bet on them last week, and they scored 9 points.
But keep in mind, Kurt Warner is 57 years of age.
Well, that's true, but you know what? I'll tell you who's a big Kurt Warner fan, not only the folks over in Arizona. Jesus. Jesus loves Kurt Warner. I happen to know that first and foremost.
Or Jesus to our Mexican fans.
That's right. Him and his crazy Jesus-loving, Bible-thumping old lady of a crazy haircutted wife love Jesus. I'm going Arizona on this one.
Sean, by the way, with those, do you find that an odd thing after 60 minutes of competition when the players gather at midfield to pray together? What do you think about that as a ball player?
You just pray that nobody got hurt. I mean, really.
Yeah.
I mean, when you're playing on the field, a bunch of guys like myself, you can best believe there's going to be a lot of praying after that game.
But, Sean, shouldn't you pray no one gets hurt before the game?
Before and after.
You do it after.
You pray that I don't get hit, and you thank the one upstairs for not getting hit after the game. So you pray
Sean,
before.
But just once, wouldn't it be funny when everyone is gathered around in the circle at the 50-yard line thanking the Almighty if you just ran by with your pants down just one time? Wouldn't that be funny?
That would be funny, and I'd be on every sports in the channel today.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I might think about it.
Oh, they'd name a shoe after you for sure.
All right, our third game to take a look at, the St. Louis Corollas. The Rams are they're up in the Bay Area to play the San Francisco 49ers. The 49ers are giving 3 points to the Rams. Rams beat the very good Denver Broncos in week one.
Yeah.
Little surprising that the Niners would be favored. That said, I'm going with those Niners.
Ah.
Well, I'm going Rams, just in my yin to your yang pick, Damashek.
So you're picking the Rams over 49ers?
Yes. Yes,
Corolla
I am.
Is,
doesn't
yes.
doesn't
is that
sound
crazy,
good to you?
Sean?
I think the Rams won it.
You think so?
Yeah,
all right.
All right. And lastly.
Mm-hmm. But we have the Rams, too.
Well, I won't bet on them.
Sean, how are you going to do against the Rams?
You mean how many points we going to score or how many points they going to lose by?
How many sacks you going to get?
a lot.
Over just, under
just
five.
Just pretend QB Mark Bulger is Brusca, who played that bit at the start of this segment. All right, our last game
fact,
to pick.
We need to get our football out here, because if we get our football out here, I will show Sean my end zone dance.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and this is an end zone dance, and I'm gonna give you, because I know Big Tad.
Oh,
Big
no.
Tad is wearing a baseball catcher's mask and has a bullseye painted on his belly. I'm going to snap the ball at him later on, along with David, the long snapper for the Chargers. But let me tell you something. You will get into the end zone sooner than later. Here's what's going to happen. You're going to be going blindside on a quarterback. You're going to come around the outside. You're going to make short work of the undersized back that comes up to block you. You're going to go over the top. You're going to strip the ball. Then you're going to use your speed to go into the end zone. If it doesn't happen this weekend, it'll happen the next or the one after that. When you get into the end zone, Sean, you need to make a statement.
What's the statement?
I'm going to show you what that statement's going to be, because I came up with this end zone dance a few years back, and you want to talk about being on the cover of Sports Illustrated, being on SportsCenter, and having another shoe named after you, dropping your pants in front of the Jesus freak. That's nothing compared to this end zone dance.
Okay.
Now, Dag,
you are aware,
Dave,
that this is radio. I don't know how big dance goes over on radio.
You're going to have to describe it. Okay. I'll do it up on the table for the
good
crowd.
Ladies and gentlemen, Adam has gotten off the stool.
He's going to get on the stool.
He is taking the football.
By the way, we should say that Tad is naked with a target
Tad is
drawn
naked.
On him.
Sean Merriman looks very upset.
Tad,
very scared.
Hold the chair.
Corolla, pick the ball.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Corolla is standing on the table.
He's on the table.
Touchdown, Corolla.
He's bending low.
Celebration of
He's bending low.
His knees look.
Football's behind him.
He's reading the newspaper. He's squatting down on what appears to be a toilet.
Oh!
And there goes the number two.
How do we say?
As though it's a number
Adam
two.
Adam gave birth to a football.
To a football.
Let's put it like that.
Wow.
Security, please. Security at ease. Whoa. That's
not what I was expecting.
The only thing I'm trying to find out how big my fine would be for that week.
Sean, you saw it from the business end, but when they put the camera, the end zone cam out front, they're just looking at you reading the sports page.
Corolla,
there.
You yes. split that with him. If he did that, that would be the most glorious moment of your life if Merriman scored a touchdown in an NFL game. Well, split the fine with him.
And then you point up at the sky.
Adam, tell Sean, Adam's street name was called Finesse, because the man has finesse. Yes, as you can see.
That's right.
Subtlety.
All right.
Shall we do our last game?
Last game.
All right. The Tennessee Titans, the moribund Titans, coming into a place called San Diego to play their vaunted defense, the San Diego Chargers. The Chargers giving 12 points, double digits in week two of the NFL.
Who's quarterbacking for Tennessee?
It is Kerry Collins.
Kerry Collins, you know what? He's just going to look like a big pork chop to Sean Merriman. You're just going to see a pork chop standing back there.
Well,
You're
by
hungry.
The second quarter, it'll be Billy Bolick. And then by the second half, we'll see Vince Young finally. Yes,
yeah,
Sean?
But the one thing about Tennessee, they don't have no teeth. You don't even get the joy of knocking teeth out over there.
What do you think, Sean?
It won't be my first time hitting Kerry Collins, so I'm not.
So it won't be
my first time.
You must be petrified to go up against the great Kerry Collins once again.
Petrified? You talking about me or him?
Dave,
what you doing?
Old Kerry. Pathetic.
Dave, what you doing, man? What you doing? You
All right,
him?
Dave, who are you taking?
Well, listen, I think Vince Vaughn is going to be very happy. Vince Young is going to be
Vince
very
Vaughn.
Happy.
Yes.
He is the third string QB this week. I am going with the San Diego Chargers to cover the 12th game.
Well, a lot of people would accuse the Ace Man of brown nosing not only the good fans here in San Diego, but our beloved Sean Merriman.
I'm sitting right.
But I got to tell you, I say San Diego Superchargers on this one too. 12 points, not enough.
Ditto. David Allen Greer, and the rest of the cast of The Wiz, we going with San Diego all the way.
All right,
Sean. We'll figure out the details, but you and I have a bet. A friendly bet, that's all. Yeah, Steelers and Chargers.
That's it.
But we'll figure out some details, some stakes.
Now I'm going to come up with a good one for you.
Okay, that's all good. Right.
I quickly my dog Molly's picks, which I worked out.
Good.
And by the way, here's how much integrity I have. I got home on Tuesday night. I told my wife, I said, we got to get the dog to pick. She said, why don't you just go ahead and circle a few things? I said, how about I put a black circle under your right eye, bitch? Now put the kibble.
No.
Put the kibble out. That's right. I got a light switch.
Whoa, Adam.
I got my own. Dave, don't stop me. I'm talking now.
Go.
I got my own light switch.
And I told her, no, go take that kibble and go put it under the Philly and go put it under the Giants and see which one Molly the dog goes to. And Molly made the picks under scientific conditions, which I'm sure was my wife just going into the kitchen, calling a divorce attorney and circling some of these herself. But Molly the dog, for the record, picked Philly, Seattle, Tennessee.
Where's your dog?
You wouldn't like that, a dog.
I will discipline her. Don't worry.
She's a bitch.
Anything that's breathing.
Yeah, she's a blonde lab. You know those blondes. They don't think too good. Took Tennessee and St. Louis. So, actually, I think we picked some of the same games. We're going to take a break. Big Tad has a catcher's mask and a bullseye written on his fat belly. I am going to snap the long snap. And, Sean, I think you're going to have a whole new respect for the man when you see what I can do between my legs.
Whoa!
Oh, you know what I mean.
I know what you meant, but it didn't come off too right.
I know it didn't come off right. Because we have your long snapper, David Benn, here, who's one of the best in the league. I've been up against the man
before.
The best. Yeah, he's good at what he does. I'm going to see if I can match him when we snap. We'll do our long snaps at Big Tad's belly. We'll do that after this.
The Adam Carolla Show is on the road at the Wave House. Don't live in San Diego? Hey, don't worry about it. We'll be in your backyard soon. The Adam Carolla Show. Welcome back to the Adam Carolla Show. Big Tad has a big target painted on his big belly. And we've got San Diego Chargers long snapper David Benn. We're going to see if he can nail the bullseye. Live at the Wave House in San Diego, here's Adam on the Adam Carolla Show.
David Benn, 13-year veteran of the Chargers.
Yeah, the whole time.
And doing the long snapping the whole time.
Punts and field goals.
And you get in on a lot of the tackles? Do you hustle down?
Yeah, I take pride in that. I get down there and cover, hit some people.
So
Big Tad is standing about, well, I'd say about 14, 15 yards away. In the NFL, what are they? How far back are they normally?
That's about right. The punter, he'd be 15 yards back. So that looks about right. But one step back, Tad.
One step back, but are any guys in the league morbidly obese?
Yeah, Tad's stomach is about 15 yards back, and his ass is about 40.
That's usually the target I'm looking at right there.
Now, if you drill him just right in the navel, we're never going to see that ball again. Tad is wearing a catcher's face mask, and he has a grotesque bullseye drawn on his belly. Well, let's begin the competition. David, would you like to start? You want me to start? Why don't I'll start, because it'll be nice when David drills
Carolla,
it back.
All Valley performer in his high school days.
Yes, it's been a while. I used to be good at this, but when you see a professional, literally a professional, do it, you'll appreciate it, David.
Don't you be modest, Carolla. Let's see who wins. Plus the fact, Chargers long snapper David Benn is loaded.
Loaded. I gotta see this. Is it true you tried out for the LA Avengers? That's what I heard.
Well, I did a little skit about a year ago, but the guy did. Unfortunately, I went down there with Brusca's buddy Steven, who is a place kicker, and they ended up offering me the snapping job but not offering him the place kicking job, so it was kind of sad. Now, David, I know you're loaded, so you see three big pads. We all see two big pads. He's that fat, but you see three. All right, I'll start it first. Now, keep in mind, I had no warm-up snaps. I'm in my dungarees.
You had some warm-up beers yourself.
Yes.
But there's equal. The not unlike a PGA Tour event, the fairway is lined with fans. There's
somebody
just as good a chance someone takes it in the temple as Tad takes it in the fat gut.
All right, David, you critique my form.
You all assume this risk.
Here we go. Do not try to smoke this. This is a microphone, Dave. I know you're pretty loud.
Adam, Godspeed.
All right.
Adam takes the position. He snaps. He just misses. He was about a foot
wide to
the right.
You're a little anxious. You're a little anxious. You got to stay down and follow through.
Get my ass down a little lower.
All right, I'll get my ass down, but you keep Damashek away from it.
It seems to me I had the right height. The height was good, right? But I was about 8-10 inches off to the left there. But it wasn't bad. If he was a punter, wouldn't have been a problem, right? All right, here we go.
This is really embarrassing. It should be hard to miss Tad with a football. Been the height of sportsmanship, coaching Corolla, the competition.
That was a nut shot, right?
It skidded underneath Tad's ample testicles.
Are you going for the nuts?
Corolla, one last time, assumes the position. Tad wisely covering his genitals. Oh, I think left ball was hit. Ball on ball. Corolla scores in his final effort.
You know, I'm not going to say much for your accuracy, but velocity, impressive.
Yeah. Thank you. That's what the ladies say, too. Not much in the size department, but good velocity.
Now, I'm going to go down there, Ben, because I think you're going to be pretty accurate here. I'm going to go down here and get color commentary from the target, Fat Tad himself.
All right. And, Tad, if this hits you, it's going to hurt because this man is a professional. You want me to hold your beer?
Hey, listen, he's a charger. He ain't going to hit me.
Oh, look at him. He's sneaking up, too.
Tad, prepare to pay. Good
idea. He can't see. He's that loaded.
This is scary down here. Ben's behind stares at us. Oh!
See what I mean?
He sailed it 20 feet over the head of everybody.
He fired it into the dark of the night. Watch
you
out.
See that, Sean Merriman? I already can see the Steeler right, victory dude. On October 8th.
Here we go, buddy. Let's focus now. I know you're loaded.
Here comes Ben with attempt number two.
Oh!
Direct hit!
Nice shot. Right in the panza.
Hey, is that all you got?
Uh-oh.
Now he's Lucy boy.
Look out. Oh!
A headshot.
He moved his shoulder. Let's
My grandma could do better than that, bro.
You moved, you big dummy. All right, here goes David now. Here we go, David.
Ben again continues the onslaught.
He hit the camera right in the lens. All right, I'm going to try it again. Grab that, Dave.
Ben taking no prisoners now.
I don't think it's triple G-string.
Hold on. Here comes Corolla trying to redeem himself. Hitting a random fan.
Bye, bro.
Hey, Adam. Adam, you want me to move up for you?
Now it's just getting sad for Corolla. He's getting less and less accurate. But a true warrior, he continues. Right thigh. Got some right thigh, Fat Tad, on that shot. Corolla now, snap number 8. Here he goes. Barely missing Tad's gigantic, morbidly obese head.
All right. Yeah, I sailed it over and hit. I got to do one more. I got to have one more try. One more.
Corolla assuming the position. A direct hit. Corolla with the bullseye. Everyone goes home a winner, but except for Fat Tad, of course.
All right. I want to thank David Ben for coming in here, getting loaded, and stamping the ball at Fat Tad's big belly. That's a professional. Also, Def Rat Guy, what are we doing for Def Rat Guy? He's looking for pledges coming up. All right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, yes.
I have to believe that you made that hike for the Delta Food pledges.
I did. I did it for you. And I did it for Delta Food. David, good luck on Sunday. Thank you for having fun with us. And we'll be right back with the Def Rat Guy after this.
More Adam coming up at the Wave House. The Adam Carolla Show.
Oh, my God. Adam, can I come in? Your security chef is wonderful.
Consisting of Ron. Find no beers and fire his potato gun. Now he's gonna teach you all about the DFG.
All about the DFG.
Delta Fu Gamma, don't you see? All you gotta do is repeat after me.
DFG, easy as we do.
and Moose gets a Woody for Shade Ashley, DFG, Delta Foo, and me.
Live at the Wave House in San Diego, it's the Adam Carolla Show. More with the Deaf Rat Guy. Now, here's Adam on the Adam Carolla Show.
Thank you. Thank you. Welcome back.
Ace, quick update.
Yes. Quick up, before we get to Deaf Rat Guy, an update on the boozing.
Yes, our female staffers are engaged in a drinking contest extraordinaire. Intern Lindsay, who was passed out at 8 o'clock last night, now at 10 beers.
Wow.
She's cooled off. She broke out to a torrid pace, but she's cool, but still in double digits. Assistant Lindsay at 11 now.
Wow, that's why I hired her.
And Angie, the producer... can't remember.
She tastes like champagne.
David Allen Greer has had a few beers himself.
Get away from me.
Hey, listen, Dave.
I want to talk to Adam.
Dave, Dave, thanks for coming out here and hanging with us.
I hate you so much.
But you love him too, right?
I love you so much.
Okay.
Get your hands on me.
Adam, I want to say.
Yes, Maverick.
I want to say that, you know, I'm not looking for the gold trophy here or anything. But all I've had to eat today is a yogurt and a chicken wing.
Mm-hmm. I understand, and you've downed at least a pony cake to your head.
Right now, my balls is thicker than, I don't know, like, Fort Knox or something.
I understand. You got a very thick buzz going.
I'm not waiting, but my
he is a poet.
A thick buzz.
You got it. I saw you funneling backstage, too.
Hell yeah.
Well, do Delta Foos have anything against passed out women, or is that okay?
If you're PO'd, we like to say that's, like, off the, don't tap it.
Don't tap it.
Don't tap it if it's PO'd.
So just oral. Wow. That's your...
No, that's for other fat.
Wow. I understand.
Deaf Rat, like, I didn't know. You are a gentleman.
No, leave that for the scavenger frats.
Like the pikes. All right, Deaf Rat Guy, you're trying to recruit some new members, some pledges for Delta Foo?
Hell yeah, and they're lined up right here.
Uh-huh.
My homeboy right here with the Grateful Dead shirt, which I have to say... I don't know much about music, but they have one of the best bass.
Right, you can only feel the bass.
Their bass is always crazy. Well,
I understand. Yes. So we got, is that Fugly out there? Oh, Chugly.
Chugly,
that's right.
I play the bass too, man. I'm a bass player.
Perfect.
Wow.
Yeah. So Chugly, you think you're Delta Foo material?
Most definitely.
Mm-hmm. He's looking good so far. He's a big guy with the you know, his name's Chocolate, but we have to see how you stack up when you pound the follow. When 4 to 5 beers go pouring down your throat, they're fast at this pace of a Ferrari going down the racetrack.
I'll try to do my best, man.
It would be bad. It would be a black eye for Delta Foo if Chugly, the pledge, couldn't drink a ton.
Can I say... No pressure, huh? No pressure. Can I say, Deaf Rat Guy, you may not hear, but you really paint a picture with your words.
He does.
Well, now, do we have the funnel? Is Chugly going to funnel a beer?
Why don't we stop yapping and do the beer bong?
All right, Chugly, bust out the beer bong. Right.
Adam, you want to do a bong?
No, I got my beer here. I have to drive home to Los Angeles later on this evening in my Miata. Brusk'll be in the car. You just won't see his head if you pass us on the 405.
No, if only that were true. I know all too well where he's going to be. He's going to be in his hotel room, which is right next to mine with the thin walls. And all night long, he's just going to be slapping his meat.
Now, Dave, would you have sex with Brusk's ear if it were passed out?
Well, the old, yes, that, now that's a happy idea. What do you think about that, Brusk? Tonight, wow, your ear is mine.
I hate to interrupt you, Dave, but this is, I'm looking at the funnel, has been loaded.
Uh-oh. Speaking of loaded, Chugly's
assumed the position. He's ready to funnel.
Bro, you gotta stand up on stage so that thing gets the right gravity.
Funnel safely. There he goes.
Chug has begun. The beer is gone that fast. How many beers was that?
Wow.
There she blows.
Just one beer.
Funneled one Miller Lite, but he still did it in about 3.5 seconds.
I think I saw a rubber in there.
Uh-oh. Fugly says, bring it on. Only one beer?
Uh-oh.
He's the Sean Merriman of Funnel.
We have some other pledges over here.
Just...
bad, bro.
Another potential pledge that Jaron has?
Yes, he's like funneling a beer.
You know, I want to say that this new pledge downed it faster than Fugly.
That was pretty good. What's this guy's name?
That was great.
What's your name?
Phil.
Phil, do you have a name, by the way? If you're going to pledge, you got to give him a pledge name, don't you?
Fill him up, bro.
Fill him up, bro. So you got douchebag.
Well, fill him up. But dude, juggly, I don't know. It's pretty tight right now. Because don't do it about even. We need a real... We need a guy to come, though, and suck that thing out like he's sucking...
Oh, we got another potential pledge.
Pledge number three. And can I tell you... Jerron is just bubbling with energy.
I know. Pledge to pledge. I like this third pledge. He's got a boyish charm about him.
Jerron off the hizzle.
I think he'll help the fraternity pull
Much
chicks.
Much love, Jerron.
I got you.
Oh, really? Oh, he brought some Altoids for you.
Pretty boy.
Uncomfortable.
Turnabout.
Oh, wait a minute.
He'll use them on you.
Is that near beer or beer?
It's regular beer. I think it's Miller Lite that we're using.
Hey, Def Rat Guy, what do you think about, where's Delta Fu come down on having pretty boys in the house? Because this one, Teresa says he's a handsome devil. Is that good or bad? You want those kind of fancy men.
We don't want the devil. I don't care if he's handsome or not in our house. We have pretty good dude.
But he does kind of look like Blake Chambers a little bit.
How could you? The Rush chairman of the Fiji house.
You know, F Blake Chambers.
All right. Sorry.
Apparently, Def Rat Guy reads lips because, man.
You don't have your potato gun, do you?
Hell yeah.
He did bring his potato gun.
Here goes Chambers.
Wow. Blake Chambers. Whoa.
Whoa. Wait a minute. Wow. That was about a second and a half.
He's pretty and he drinks pretty fast.
You know what? You are the Tiger Woods of funnel drinkers.
Thank you, Dag.
We have a new vice president.
Already.
Thank you.
But dude, you bought me out in front by saying that he looked like Blake Chambers. But when I see him clear, a 3 beer funnel in 2.7 seconds. Now you're talking a different language.
Def Rat Guy. Hell yeah. Very excited.
What? Hell yeah, fake Blake.
Oh, animated.
Oh, fake Blake.
So now, all right. Maverick, do you care about anything else other than his drinking ability for the frat? Do you need to know what he does or anything about him?
Do you have any strengths or weaknesses?
I can funnel the 6 beer bong.
Oh, he can handle the 6 beer bong.
But Fill her up.
Whoa. Let's go.
I need to know about your frailties or human weaknesses. Do you have any?
What's your Achilles heel? Can you not hold down Quaaludes or something like that?
The weakness is...
Be honest.
I'm guilty of the bigger women. I love the bigger women.
Somebody in the audience yelled, "He goes hogging." I've never heard that expression. What does that mean?
Dude, how big? How big?
The plus size.
How big?
Plus size.
250?
Dag, you know what I'm talking.
250? Funky but chunky, baby. I'm with you.
Hey, bro.
When no one's looking.
Do you have a favorite quote or anything by a famous author?
Other than if you're not wasted, the day is.
Hell yeah.
That's good.
He's in. I got it.
All right. Well, listen, that's not... A guy goes hogging every once in a while. That's not a strike against him, is it?
The darker the meat, the better the treat.
What did you mean by that?
No.
Oh, no, Def Rat Guy, you can hear me now, man. What did you mean by that?
Please don't kill his buzz.
You know what I'm saying?
Sometimes I get a little bummed out about my hearing.
All right, so we got Blake Chambers
fake
in here.
Blake.
He looks so much like him.
He's in. Chugley's in. Who else?
Where?
Oh, look, young Lindsay.
Chugley... We need a lady.
Uh-huh.
Lindsay's already had 11 beers tonight.
11 beers.
Last night she was passed out in that gas lamp district or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Is that right?
That's right.
Lindsay has never looked more beautiful.
I'm not going to lie to you. Delta Food Gamma right now needs ladies.
So we have
some volunteers raising their hand.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about Lindsay? You want to try young intern Lindsay?
Doing very well.
I need to see someone that can beat the guy to a chug.
What about
on
the tall girl, plate? That 6'1 girl?
Oh, we got somebody up on stage.
No.
Yes.
Challenge,
hold on. Jeff Rat Guy, we got somebody.
Blonde. Beautiful.
Where's the tall girl?
Beautiful bosoms.
Honey,
look at that.
Let me tell you something. You're in already. I can tell you that.
Oh,
right.
Thank you.
Yeah, that is a solid
Dag hopes
cup.
To be in a little
You
while.
Could feed a small African village with those lovely...
Well, she's not lactating, Dag.
Mine, they really are fake.
Wow. Oh, they are?
They are.
That's all right.
There's nothing
Thanks
fake
the
about
doctor.
You, honey. They're as real as your perm.
Fair's fair. You should show them to us, too.
You want to try funneling a beer?
I would love to put my mouth on that funnel.
Oh, yeah. Well, go, honey.
Here it is.
Nice technique. There she goes.
She is not backing down. Oh, my.
Wow. She beat all the dudes.
That's good.
Holy. That was about 3 seconds.
Did I prove worthy?
Adam, there's only one thing to say after that. Will you marry me?
Oh, I'm about to.
Oh, my God.
I have a question. Does anyone have a pen to sign her up at the bid? Or because you are maybe the female president of the chapter.
Oh, thank you. I feel honored.
She's got really big boobs. She's blonde, beautiful. That's what we're looking for.
All right, Def Frat Guy, I think we're going to take a break here. You have four prospective pledges for Delta Foo. Yes.
I just wanted to say sorry to David Allen Greer about making the line about the dark and the mean. The man of the tweet.
You know what, Def Frat Guy? I think you can hear me when I say I accept your apology. Because you know what? You may be deaf, but I think you hear what I'm saying.
Well, it's nice to see you two great warriors bury the hatchet this way.
What did he think?
He called you a cracker.
You know, right now, Adam, I'm praying. I'm praying that this night never ends.
Well, it's gone in about 33 minutes, mercifully.
No, I don't want to go home.
Dave, do not cry. We're going to take ourselves a break. I'll tell you what will make you feel better, Dave. We're going to play Ask Kiss Rodeo when we come back. Ask Kiss Rodeo. $1,000 will be given away. And the coveted cardboard belt will also be given away. Yes, we will take a quick break. We're here at the Wave House in Mission Beach. We will play Ask Kiss Rodeo, San Diego style, after this.
The Adam Carolla Show is on the road at the Wave House. Don't live in San Diego? Hey, don't worry about it. We'll be in your backyard soon. The Adam Carolla Show.
Welcome back to the Adam Carolla Show, live from the Wave House in San Diego. It's time for the Ask Kiss Rodeo San Diego Tournament. We have four brown-nosed contestants. And now a man whose ass you are unworthy to kiss, and I am unworthy to work for, Mr. Adam Carolla.
Thank you. Welcome. Let me say this to the dedicated throng that is in front of me. First off, my hat's off to you. Kudos. I figured you guys would come out, check it out, kick some tires, see what Dag looked like in real life, and then get out of here after about 45 minutes. You guys have been here coming on 4 hours now, so God bless you.
Now, Adam, it looks as though not a single person has left.
I know. The crowd has gotten drunker and more enthusiastic.
Why do you keep saying that? Nobody's drunk here. I hate you.
David
so
Allen
much.
Greer started drinking about 3.5 hours ago.
Where's Dave Damashek?
Dave.
He's right there.
Damashek.
Dave. Where's Sean Merriman, people?
That's Sean Merriman. He's left.
Jesus Christ, you're the most beautiful girl in the world.
Me? Oh, thank you.
Oh, Dave.
Yes, that is nice.
Dave, don't cry. Oh, he got sick.
Oh, boy, I'm going from both ends. All right, jeez.
All right, Dave.
Give all these people ace. Why don't you throw, we got a ball signed by Sean Merriman.
Yes. Yes,
we
did.
Why don't you give it to the
You're going to throw it into the crowd?
All right, I am gonna throw it. Perhaps I should snap it straight up into the air.
Oh, no.
Into the crowd.
Also, David Binn signed it, the long snap.
I see. So signed by two San Diego Chargers, by the way.
Correct.
I will snap this straight up in the air, and then you guys will hurt yourselves trying to retrieve
please,
it.
Please, be careful.
Ted's hair looks fabulous after his little dip in the pool.
Yeah. I was going to say
marvelously
Ted,
curly.
Ted looks like a rat that fell in the toilet and then got set on a space heater, except for the rat would have to weigh 333 pounds.
Or he looks like a guy, a tranny who ran out of money and just said, forget it, and started eating.
So he was in the middle of the transition and he couldn't afford to keep going?
Yeah, you look pre-op tranny who ran out of steam and money at a certain point.
Forget it. I'm eating.
He's still on the hormones, but he's done with the surgeries.
I can't win with you guys.
All right. Well, that's the point.
Well, that's the truth.
All right, I'm going
to
just
chuck. You didn't have to include the with you guys.
I'm going to just chuck this thing up in the air if somebody wants
please
it.
Please be careful. There are probably 1,000 people
Do we have two
here.
Of these balls to give away? Is that
I know I have two balls, Adam.
Fresca, what's the story?
How about you, Dave? How many balls you got?
All right, we're ready?
You can't hit okay, he's about to throw. He's about to snap the ball into the crowd of Charger fans. And he's winding up.
Oh, no.
this is going to be into the crowd. This is worse than any wedding when the flowers are thrown.
Oh, the humanity. Uh-oh, they're down. Not since Altamont, the Stone, 69 have I seen. Uh-oh, there's some Hells Angels. There's a colored guy with a gun. Look out.
That's Teron.
The ball did bounce around a little bit before it hit terra firma. All right, we're going to play a little Ask Kiss Rodeo. You guys are familiar with that game? $1,000 going to the champion of San Diego Ask Kiss Rodeo. Just to give you guys a little bit of a tip on how to play the game, Dave, why don't we just do a little dry run?
Okay, but I just want to clarify, I've said it before, I don't play competitive Ask Kiss Rodeo anymore. I mean, I'll do it for exhibition.
You've retired from the sport.
Yeah, well,
I understand. Just for exhibition, though.
Okay, so be it.
All right.
It's Ask Kiss Rodeo.
You are red hot tonight, by the way.
Thank you, David. Oh, I'll tell you, that's Sean Merriman. Quite a
terrific
physical
ball
specimen.
Yes, he's maybe the best in the league. He's wonderful. I think that the only thing I would like to see is on the other side of the defensive line is Adam Carolla. What a dynamic duo that would be.
Well, I must say, when I was doing those long snaps, catching Big Tad right in the LaBonza.
I didn't see where the ball went. My eyes were set squarely on your rear end.
You're focused on my fanny.
It looked fantastic.
Yeah, and the other hand, I don't know. Maybe the Chargers aren't going to be a great team this year. Who knows? They only have one win.
The mistake they made was not offering you a contract here on the spot when you aren't being the outside linebacker. You could be the long snapper, the quarterback, night.
That's how it goes. That's how you play Ask Kiss Rodeo, everybody. All right, so who is our first person up in our San Diego
Jesus.
Ask Kiss Rodeo?
Jesus.
$1,000.
Jesus.
All right. Should be good.
All right.
All right. Hit the music cue, Bri.
Jesus loves you.
It's Ask Kiss Rodeo.
Boy, I tell you, I love it out here in San Diego to surf the sun. I wish I knew how to surf. That's something I could really get into.
Yeah, I wish I knew how to surf, but we got the wave right here, and it's awesome, and it's great. You know what I'm saying? Doobie 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 doobie.
That had nothing to do with Adam, dude. Jesus.
Whoa.
Jesus, that sucked.
Yeah, that was a shame. It would be too long a list to point out all the things he did wrong there. No one cares if he would like to learn how to surf.
Wow.
Very good point, Dave. Now, if there's just one thing that you said this man did wrong, what would that be?
He didn't make it about Adam. That's
absolutely
the cardinal
absolutely
rule.
Right.
It's always about Adam.
It's always about AC.
Well,
Adam Cracky Holy.
Usually, Jesus is just all right for me, but not in this case. I'll tell you what. I'm sorry. Thank you, T. Now, sorry, Jesus.
Did someone just say classy?
I say it with everything I do.
I've never said this sentence before in my life, but Jesus hit the pine. You ever do that? You ever think about things you may have never said before in your life? Maybe no one has ever said, Jesus hit the pine before. Maybe I'm the first human being to ever say, Jesus hit the pine.
It's likely.
I never thought about that. First of all.
Come on, I miss the old drunk dag better.
Oh, stop it. I'm here. I love you so much.
Thanks, dag. Who's up next to play the little Ask Kiss Rodeo?
$1,000 on the line. Please
$1,000.
Tell me someone's going to step up to claim it.
It's Frankie.
What's your name?
Frankie.
Frankie. All right, Frankie.
Hey, Adam, there's nothing I can say that's more.
It's Ask Kiss Rodeo.
Good start. I like the enthusiasm.
Yeah, he tried, but he stepped on the intro. All right, Frankie, ready to go?
Yes, sir.
I'll tell you.
I'm always ready when you're around, Adam.
One thing I love about San Diego, so close to Tijuana, and I'll tell you, no funner time than heading over the border to TJ. Tijuana.
Yeah, you know, there's nothing greater than Tier 1 and riding the bull. It's exciting. It's fun. It's just like you, Adam. Just every second, it's exhilarating.
Another part about Tijuana, though, dark, dirty. I don't know if I want to go there.
You know, it's dark and dirty, and sometimes you wake up with crabs in the morning. I'd rather wake up with you, Adam, listening on the radio.
Homoerotic. Nice.
Nice move. Very nice one.
I'll tell you, I got to love them San Diego Superchargers. I think they're bound for the Super Bowl this year.
Absolutely. They are up there with greatness. Number 2, San Diego Chargers. Number 1, Adam Carolla.
On the other hand, the Chargers always do figure out a way to disappoint us in the playoffs, don't they?
You know what? Absolutely. They disappoint, but every time I'm disappointed, I have to listen to Adam to bring me back up to another level.
All right, Frankie.
Very nice move.
I hear your noise, and I like what it sounds like.
Did we decide it was extra points?
But it's not as beautiful as your angelic voice, Adam. I love to hear it. It's like the voice of God.
Wow. Thank you.
Is the homoerotic extra points or no?
Mm.
We worked on that.
Are we still going?
I always give extra points for homoerotic
behavior. Especially from a guy named Frankie.
Nice job. All right, Frankie's definitely made the cut. Who's up next?
He looks like a jazz musician.
Yeah, he's scattered. Perhaps like an old black jazz musician.
What did you just say? I hate you, Adam. Crackle. I love you so much.
Dave, you do an old black scatter, don't you?
What?
You do an old black jazz musician.
Teresa, give me my beer.
But you've already had 12.
I will walk home. Sorry.
Who's up next?
Andy.
Andy. All right, you ready to play, Andy?
Yeah, I am.
It's Ass Kiss Rodeo.
Woo-hoo! San Diego Zoo, the famous, world-famous San Diego Zoo. They have those adorable pandas.
They should name every panda after you, Adam.
Mm.
They should name Adam the panda from San Diego.
Nice. So instead of Ling Ling or Zoom Quan or any of that crap, they just name it Adam. Oh, you can't hear. Okay, I'll speak up. You want them to name them all Adam, yes?
Yes, every one of them after you.
Yeah. On the other hand, I don't know. Pandas are pretty vicious. I don't know if we should keep those animals.
You know what? After that, you said that they should ban all pandas from the U.S. and bomb China.
Wow.
I like that. You put a nice cherry on the top there.
Extreme.
One thing I like coming out south this way is the wonderful fish tacos. Healthy, scrumptious fish tacos.
They say the best tacos are Rubio's, but they should name that place Adams instead of Rubio's.
Nice. On the other hand, carne asada is a nice taco, too.
Carne asada is pretty good, especially when you're putting it into your mouth. I love watching that.
It's all right.
A little stutter.
It's getting a little weird, a little hiccup. One more. Mission Beach is awesome. This is a great town.
I like Mission Beach. I like watching pictures of you in Mission Beach, especially when you're in your swimsuit.
He's back.
Are gay.
Yes. Taking a turn for the gay. On the other hand, I don't know. I'm kind of a Pacific Beach man.
You know, Pacific Beach is always better, especially when you're drunk in the bars. And I know that you like Pacific Beach a lot.
Mm-hmm. Wow. On the cusp. Shall we try one more?
Yeah, one more. He can finish strong. I know he's got it.
All right. Speaking of the beach, no better place to relax than the beach.
The beach is really nice. I would really like to be at the beach, especially next to you, Adam. And if I could, I would rub oil on you, too.
I told you.
All right, just gay enough to make the next cut.
He did a capable job, but by far the gayest effort in the history of the sport.
Certainly,
exactly.
Gay.
Exactly.
I can't believe Brian's not playing
one more
with the boys.
Aren't we looking for someone to build upon what you're talking about? Not just...
Yes.
Not just Adam, there's Adam.
There's a fair amount of regurgitation. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Inventive.
I understand.
Thank
right.
You, Brian.
That
I was
is
waiting.
Just a gay 80s song. Well, listen, I don't know how many people we have. Do we have one more? All right, let's try one more. Then we have a playoff, right?
I think Frankie's tough to beat.
Ah, Scott is the guy who called in. He is from San Diego. Called in and was the winner. Scott, you ready to go?
Absolutely.
You feeling confident?
You better believe it, genius.
You're showing a lot of confidence.
All right. Oh, there you go, Brian.
It's Ass Kiss Rodeo.
Woo-hoo! One of my favorite movies that took place out here in San Diego is Anchorman. That was a great film.
The only thing that could have made that movie better is having you star in it. You're the Ron Burgundy.
Yeah, I like Will Ferrell, but I do think he's overrated.
Well, you know what? No one compares to you when you get up on stage. You're an acting genius.
Padres, best team in baseball. Hope they win it all this year.
Yeah, baseball's fun, but nothing compares to the 4 hours of pleasure every single morning I get Monday through Friday listening to you on the radio.
Nice. Yeah, I got to say, one thing that's nice about being out in San Diego is all the Marines popping around here.
You know, you're right. They make you feel safe, but with a strong man like you around, who needs the Marines? You're a kick-ass mother effer.
Well, all right. I've heard enough. He's moving on to the next round.
Oh, this is going to be a head-to-head with him and Frankie.
Mm-hmm. All right, so it's Frankie and Scott pushed ahead. Again, $1,000. Don't believe us? There's a foam core check. The size of Big Tad's head that says $1,000. That's how you know it's official. Frankie, you up next? Says he doesn't need the headphones. What? I like that.
He's like Skywalker when he's driving through the Death Star, and Obi-Wan says, use the Force, Luke. You know, it's
never.
The same
this
thing.
Is, Dave, you've, this is the most excited you've been in all 4 hours.
Yeah,
this is amazing.
I know, it's sad.
Hold on, Def Rat guy. Def Rat guy, yes?
Right now, I'm being waited.
Okay.
Hey, Dave, he just told you to shut up. He just told you to shut up.
Whoa.
Not.
He just scored some points.
I know. I was going to say, man, he told Adam, then he's out.
Less Dave, more right. Adam, please.
All right.
Thank you.
So this just in, Def Rat guy pretty wasted.
Which Dave?
Surprising.
We're ready to push forward here again. $1,000.
Looking forward to it, Adam. It's all from the heart.
Here we go.
It's Ass Kiss Rodeo.
I used to come out here when I used to go to Tijuana. I used to stay with my buddies who went to San Diego State. And I got to tell you, those Aztecs know how to party.
Dude, I've never done so many beer bongs in my life. To come down into your soul, you've done so many. Almost like every time I listen to you, Adam, it just reaches my soul. I just almost can't contain myself.
I got to say, on the other hand, UCSD, those folks can party pretty good, too.
Yeah, they're smart. Very smart and very clever, like the one and only Adam Carolla.
I think I'm going to head by SeaWorld tomorrow before we go to L.A. Check out the dolphins. I love dolphins.
Dolphins are angelic, and they fly through the air just so smooth, like they're a work of God. God's second greatest creation. First greatest creation, Adam Carolla.
Wow. One more. San Diego, the zoo's fun. I like the wild animal park, though, better. I like to see nature running in its natural habitat.
Nature is unbelievable. It's just wild and crazy and fun and insane. Like Mr. Adam Carolla, who is just crazier than any orangutan out there. The man, the one and only Adam Carolla is...
All right, Frankie. Wow. Not bad. Solid. It's a tough game.
It maybe, was like a great somebody, movie with a bad ending.
Mm-hmm. Maybe somebody should have worn their headphones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know,
blew his wad in round one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, finally, and who's up? Here's there.
He created an opening for Scotty,
Scott,
the San Diego
right.
champion. This is your local champion.
Let's go. Mm-hmm. Are you going to seize it, Scotty? That's the question.
$1,000 is there for you.
I can actually taste one of his butt hairs. It's right there.
That close.
My nose
you know
is
what? Taste victory.
He gets a bonus point.
It's Ass Kiss Rodeo.
One thing that's wonderful about this region out here in San Diego is the Miramar Air Show. It is awesome.
You know what? You look like Tom Cruise would be on Miramar. You're like the Top Gun of radio.
Wow. I like that. I like that.
Starting strong.
This is a song that would play when I was playing volleyball in slow motion with my shirt off, right? Yeah.
There's an ace.
I got to tell you, San Diego's great. I love this town.
You know what? Whatever you love just expresses, you're able to express your emotion just about on anything. You say, name it a town, you name it a place, it's something you love.
On the other hand, the traffic is hellacious. Hard to get out here.
Well, you're such a jet setter, you probably cruise around in a helicopter. What are you worried about with the traffic? You're the man.
Mm-hmm. Yep. San Diego, best road trip the Adam Carolla Show's ever done.
Well, you know what? I can safely say that San Diego is feeling a little bit better having you folks down here. You're a genius, Adam, and you make us a little bit better by having your presence.
I don't know. Do we have a winner, or you want to try one more? What do you guys think? Dave, I look to you for this.
Give me one to seal it.
Give me
one to seal it.
All right.
Lightning round? Are you thinking lightning round?
I got to say this. That unstoppable wave, that perpetual wave out there, it's beautiful. I could just see myself riding it now.
You know, because you're smooth, you got coordination. Hey, I can see you just doing about anything. You're probably a natural at most any activity.
All right. Little hiccup, but okay.
This is really tough.
This is tough.
Frankie's so creative, and Scotty's the hometown hero.
Yeah. What do you guys...
I go Scotty, and here's why. I like that you said...
There is no more perpetual wave than Anna Carolla's comedy, an onslaught
Uh-oh.
Of laughter.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Wow.
This is like a pose down. This is like a pose down, man.
All right, well, what do you guys think, Dave?
I like what Scotty did there. You said that it's the 18th hole. Take the gimme putt, and he said, no, I'll make the putt. He took one extra one.
Dag, what do you think?
You know, I never agree with Dave Damashek about anything, but I will agree. I'm sticking with San Diego's finest, and I will tell you why. Like a good musician, he had taste. Mm-hmm. He knew when to jump in and when to come out.
What would Maya Angelou
too long?
What would Maya Angelou say about Scott?
Like a swared
stabbing the heart of the enemy evildoers. This man's words were not words. They were pustules of knowledge, of strength, of freedom.
Thank you, Maya. Truer words were never spoken. Scott, you just won $1,000, my buddy, in the San Diego version of Ask Kiss Rodeo.
Thank you, genius. Thank you, genius.
Nice job, my friend.
Great to be in your presence.
Well, we're just about out of time.
Hey, San Diego, go after yourself.
I want to thank all you guys for coming out here. I want to thank Miller Lite and the Wave House and the U.S. Army and Merlin Bale. I should say Bale Bonds, yes. Elite Limousine. Anastasia Ashley, Sean Merriman. I want to thank David Alan Greer. Put your hands together for David Alan Greer, everyone. Tony Hawk.
Tony Hawk.
I want to thank David for doing the long snapping for the San Diego Chargers. Also, the U.S. Marine Corps for coming out here. Cafe Sevilla for putting us up yesterday and feeding us. Also, are you pointing to Tony Hawk? You want me to mention him a second time?
He was going
to
close with that.
And Tony Hawk and his DVD, Boom Boom Sabotage, out now. The girls from Cheetah and, of course, 103.7 Free FM. And, of course, all of you for coming out here and making this possible. And until next time, this is Adam Carolla saying mahalo.
San Diego, right?